Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Taking off the water there. Still ahead of that world record by a full second. She's going to break it. There she goes.
We all stood in amazement 4 years ago in the 800 free, and everybody in this arena doing the same as Katie Ledecky smashes her own world record. Carlin gets the silver, Smith the bronze, and as expected, Ledecky is on her way to history at these Rio Games.
I like how the crowd sounds like. Sounds just the same, doesn't it? And they all breathe in at the same time. It's amazing. Happy Monday to you. I'm Dana Lash. This is the Dana Show. We got some politics to talk about, but I'm so sick of it. I don't even watch swimming. I don't watch swimming. I don't, like, I'm one of the people that I don't swim, but I'll do water sports. Like, I don't swim, but I'll do water volleyball. You know what I mean? Like, I'll jet ski. I'll go on a boat. On a boat! I'll do all of that stuff. I'll go fishing. I love all that. But I just, like, just to swim for swimming's sake, I'm like, why could I do that when I could just float? So that's kind of how I look at it. But I don't know what it is. When I was watching Katie Ledecky, didn't even know who this girl was until I started watching the Olympics, and now I'm, like, our biggest fan ever. I'm like, I need to have all the Katie Ledecky merch. I need the Katie Ledecky swim cap if they have it. I need, oh, and then, like, the relay for, you guys don't, like, you don't make fun of me, but the relay with our guys and Mike Phelps, oh, my gosh. Don't even know what relay it is. Don't ask me. Don't, because I don't know. I just know they swim a lot of different things. I'm like, it's down and back, right? It's a down and back. All I know is that it was immediately like, what? Yes, we're in first because we're Americans. Woo! Of course we're in first. Not only are we back-to-back world champs, but we just won whatever this race was. Yes! Oh, my gosh.
The 4x100.
I don't know what it was, but don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. You know, I study politics and war so that my sons may one day be able to understand the swimming relays. Name the homage of that quote. Anyway, I was just totally America. I wanted to run outside up and down the street with an American flag while playing the... You know, I know that. I know who it was, Peter. I know it was John Adams. I was asking the audience to guess who it was. He didn't say relay, though. He said, I must study politics and war so that my sons may study, you know, poetry and all of that. So I was stoked. I was stoked watching this. And, it was neat. Although there were a couple of things that we must discuss. Of course there are, Dana. It wouldn't be an Olympics without... I watched only some of the Olympic ceremony because I'll be honest with you, I was sitting in an airport bar having a Bloody Mary. And I'm like, thank heavens for this, because otherwise I'd be punching people out over this. So I'm not being hateful, but it was the climate change opening ceremony.
So in the Sochi Winter Games, it was all communism's great. Look how far communism took us. We're having the Olympics in a Russian swamp. And that was the official song, if you guys knew that. And then it was climate change is sad. It's killing all our forests. Jump over the turds in the water. That was the official. You guys, that was the official hit song. Who's the dude who sings You Have a Friend in Me? He sings all the Disney Pixar movies. Like, you always know it's that guy. You're like, who's, oh, it's that guy again. But I'll figure it out at some point during the radio broadcast. Did you notice that it was very politicized? It just seems weird to me that the country that has actual feces in the water and dumps cadavers in the water is lecturing everybody about climate change. I just thought it was kind of interesting. I don't know if it has anything to do with people dumping poo in their water, but I'm just, I thought that was fascinating. By the way, I asked that question on Facebook. Oh, you're going to love this. So I asked that question on Facebook. I don't even remember how I worded it. Like asking for a friend. And since they're lecturing us on climate change, is that why they dump all their raw sewage in the water? And I said, I'm not really watching the opening ceremonies. And my uncle, who is a big, uncle by marriage, big time Democrat, and he's a very curmudgeonly fellow, he says, well, there's millions of people watching it, and I'm sure they don't care if you are. And I just said, as long as you care, that's all that matters. That's all that matters, uncle. All that matters. You might see some of my family, by the way, coming up in St. Louis this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be at Gander Mountain signing copies of Flyover Nation. So bring me your copies so that I may sign it, and then we can laugh at the climate change opening together. So they had, apparently, it took forever just to light the torch. And then it was all climate change. It's climate change, and the Amazon rainforest are dying because you stupid people won't buy, stop buying wood furniture from IKEA. Yay! That was it. And then one of the directors of the show said, and I'm just going to sing-song his direct quote, because otherwise you're going to stab your eardrums out, because nobody, everybody's tired of this PC stuff. The world is very tense, and so is Brazil. I mean, they do legit have turds in their water. We're also willing to tell the world to stop attacking our home. The world is threatened because of global warming. We are calling for action. He's one of the directors of the show. And stop attacking their world. Like, stop making them dump sewage in their waters and stabbing each other in the streets and dumping the dead bodies in the water. You know, it's really difficult, the rowing teams that are in the waters there, it's so difficult when your paddle hits a dead body. You know, it's trying to paddle, man. It's trying to just get that water so that boat can go. And them dead bodies in the water make it impossible, impossible. So stop it. So they had a little short film about all the climate change. Nothing says, let's talk about climate change, like having a giant production and having all these trillions of people fly down. Or, you know what? Really, maybe they didn't fly down. Maybe they're just all really crabby because they all took rowboats. And they all rowboated across the Atlantic. Right? I mean, maybe so. We don't know. I mean, that's seriously not likely. But I'm willing to extend the benefit of the doubt. If they want to, like, put up some photos on their Instagrams of them rowing across the Atlantic, you know, so that Randy Newman, God bless you, Debbie. Randy Newman. You got some climate change in me. That guy. Him? Oh, he always sings that You Got a Friend in Me about toys. Remember the toy stories? Yeah, you do. I mean, I'm just looking at pictures of water. You can't drink it, but hey, don't attack our home. I mean, we are the ones. I'm just, is it all the other people that are dumping all that stuff in there? I've never been to Brazil. It looks beautiful from the pictures on Google. I've never been to Brazil. But I just think it's kind of weird to lecture everybody else about the climate change. Oh my gosh, do I have a smorgasbord of stuff for you today. The Zika has spread. Rick Scott's a liar. So we're going to talk about that coming up. Also, there's a new independent candidate who doesn't have a chance in hell that debuted today. We'll briefly talk about this. It'll be a blip in the news cycle because, as I said, aforementioned dude that I've not yet named has no chance. Also, the dude who is losing by 66 points to Paul Ryan. Well, he didn't get the Trump endorsement. We'll talk about that as well. A television anchor did not want Michael Phelps, legit the most decorated Olympian of all Olympians. He carried the United States flag. He did not want Michael Phelps to carry the United States flag. Why is this? Because he wanted this Muslim dude to carry it, who, like, didn't have the medals that Michael Phelps did. it's the politicization. It's just a big, giant, politically correct poo-nami. And I'm not talking about, like, the renaming of Ipanema or anything like that. So anyway, we have all of that to get into. NBC retroactively editing segments about Bill Clinton's rape accuser. We've got that. Flossgate. I'm a huge flosser. This rocked my world. We'll discuss that. Also, colleges, one college in particular, is taking down a historical painting because it may traumatize the students because everybody is so buttercup sensitive anymore. We have that. We have a bunch of other stuff to get into. We got Florida Man. We have Today in Stupidity. And anybody who's dumb that calls in, we make fun of. All right, let's go ahead and kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
All right, so we're going to round back on this because this is another big show for you guys today, a big topic for you guys today. USA Today reports that Iran says it executed a nuclear scientist in a U.S. spy mystery. This scientist, Shahram Amiri, was charged with spying for enemies of the Islamic Republic of Iran. That, according to a spokesman who has the more consonants in his name than I've ever seen in my entire life. He says this in his weekly news conference. This is the Iranian student news agency. Although now it's been said, it's been reported, and we're going to touch upon this, like I said later, that Hillary Clinton's emails actually may have had been a factor in this. But then that presupposes that Iran already wasn't aware of this dude, which I think that they kind of already were. So we'll discuss that as well coming up. Lebanese Olympians refused to ride in a bus with Israelis because they're bigots. The Israeli sailing team trainer says some Lebanese delegates tried to block Israelis from entering a bus en route to the opening ceremony, again because they are bigots. Members of the Lebanese delegation, according to Times of Israel, there are a couple of reports like this from a couple of different athletes. To the 2016 Olympic Games, they refused to travel on the same bus as their Israeli counterparts, because they're bigots, to the opening ceremony in Rio, bigots, on Friday, with some attempting, bigots, to block the athletes, bigots, from entering the vehicle. Bigots, this according to a report, bigots, by an Israeli trainer who claimed to have, bigots, witnessed the scene. Bigots, I kept insisting that we board, bigots, the bus, and I said that if the Lebanese, bigots, did not want to board as well, they are welcome, bigots, to leave, said Yudi Gal, the Israeli sailing team trainer, wrote in a Facebook post on Friday. Bigots. The bus driver, bigots, opened the door. So the bus driver opened the door, but this time the head of the Lebanese, bigots, delegation blocked the aisle, bigots, and entrance. Bigots. The organizers wanted to avoid an international and physical incident, bigots, and sent us away to a different bus. Something wrong with, like, the broadcast there. Just hear all those interruptions? Crazy. The first Zika case in Leon County, this is in near Tallahassee, guys. Rick Scott lied. Another case has been confirmed. I know. I'm getting worried about this. This is in Leon County, so this is different than the other. This is outside of that mile radius, guys. I'm just saying, this is Big Bend region's first case of the Zika virus found north Leon County on Friday, triggering local precautions to address the mosquito-borne virus. The case is travel-related, meaning the person contracted the disease while traveling outside the United States. Put him in a tent. The Florida Department of Health in Leon County will initiate established protocols, which include canvassing the specific neighborhood that the case was found in, and they're going to just set everything on fire, kill all the mosquitoes, kill all of them, release dragonflies, release dragons. I don't even care what you do. Kill all the mosquitoes. I don't even care. Just get them all gone because they are horrible. Get them gone. The end. Scientists have discovered a new type of fire. Woo! Gizmodo reports this. They say controlled environment fire tornadoes are mesmerizing to watch, and now a new iteration may provide a more eco-friendly way to deal with a man-made disaster like oil spills. The yellow color of a flame comes from a bunch of science stuff. Basically, it's a new kind of fire, and it burns in a slightly different way. It's a fire tornado, and it's called the newly discovered Blue Whirl, which also sounds like a Marvel character, just to point that out. It really does. Folks, Patriot Mobile is my cell phone service because I don't have time to work with someone who sucks and whose customer service is heinous. I just simply don't. Also, it makes zero sense for me to actually spend money and give it to a company that legit turns around and spends it on gun control issues. I don't want to have to fight that and pay for it with my cell phone bill. There's a phone company, Credo Mobile. check this out. They've given $81 million to progressive causes just in the past decade alone. They're the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. That's insane. But there's a way to combat this, and it is the alternative to this. It's the conservative Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative phone provider. It's set up to fund conservative causes and initiatives, and it's just like your current mobile phone provider, except not, because it's way better. They have better customer service, and they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk, text, data for just $70 a month. That's it. I love this service. They have all the phones you want. They have better customer service, and I'm saving on average. I actually did the math. It's like 13%. You'll save anywhere from 10 to 15% on average on your phone bill. So I care about where my money goes. I'm sure you do, too. I like Patriot Mobile because they provide exceptional service, and I don't have to, like, fight them later on because they fund and support the same things I do. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Just go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800-A-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com. Use my name, Dana, to waive that activation fee.
Up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there. For the ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205 or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
Hillary Clinton says, tweets, in Rio, Olympic fencer Ibjath Muhammad became the first American Muslim athlete to compete while wearing a hijab. No acknowledgement of Katie Ledecky. No acknowledgement of the fact that the first gold medal to the in the Olympics, the first gold medal won by the USA, went to a woman with a gun, Jenny Thrasher, who people like Piers Morgan, that stooge. Oh my gosh, I have something to say about that, because you gotta believe, you wouldn't believe some of the, well, actually you would, some of the stuff that troop photoshopping, phone hacking. I don't know. Can I? Well, I need to ask you if I can say some British slang. Look how I watched that. Producer Kane just, like, his heart stopped for a moment.
Yeah, I'm always erring on the side of caution. You know,
well,
that's
it starts with a W and it ends with a cur.
Okay.
And the middle is ang.
Well, I think we get it. I think we all get it.
I think that's us, all right.
You're right. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winker.
So. Yeah.
Because he is.
Okay.
Anyway, well, there you go.
There it is.
Because he's an insufferable preening wanker.
All right.
So he sounds really good to say that. Anyway, he went after a veteran, a wounded veteran, and he went after Jenny Thrasher yesterday and tried to get his little lynch mob on Twitter full of a bunch of flabby little skinny English dudes who like to say the see you next Tuesday word all the time because they couldn't pop a grape in a fruit fight. They immediately tried to go after her too, and go after Johnny Joey Jones, who is he's an American hero. He lost his legs serving his country. And Piers Morgan said, well, would you just march around with guns all day pretending that you're Rambo? He actually said that to him. Not even making this up. Oh, I'll share it with you. We'll talk about that when we come back. But Hillary Clinton, no acknowledgement of Jenny Thrasher, no acknowledgement of Katie Ledecky, because they have actual merit. This woman wears a head covering. That is, what is that supposed to mean? Is that tantamount to skill, athletic skill? Is that somehow equivalent to being one of the most supreme athletes there, like Katie Ledecky, who everyone is by and large saying she's like the most supreme athlete that's at the Olympics this year? Like they were comparing her win, because she smashed her own 400-meter record. They were comparing that win and the margin of victory she had to, like, all of these other disciplines, and it's just amazing. We have a lot more to get into. Don't go anywhere. More of The Dana Show in minutes.
Show.
Can spraining your ankle make you gain weight as the years go by? This is Dr. Chambers on Cope, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Tens of thousands of us every day sprain our ankles. Most don't seek medical attention thinking, it'll get better. Generally, in ankle injuries, the ankle rolls, so the sole of your foot faces your opposite leg. This stretches the ligament outside the ankle. Here's the thing. Most ankle sprains, if not properly treated, will haunt you, meaning you'll end up with an unstable ankle that messes up how you walk and run. DCOC advice? If you sprain your ankle, rest it, ice it, elevate it. Don't rush back into sports until you can move the ankle every which way without pain. And sadly, yes, a weakened ankle means people exercise less, and as the years slip by, they gain weight. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com. There you can catch up on my latest podcasts, articles, and videos.
Hey, this is Coral and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
It's Bad Bob, producer for KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. Tuesday, he's a realtor, a politician, including former mayor, and longtime voice on Redding's airwaves. Ken Murray will be Carl's guest with his take on events both local and national in scope. Listen, call, comment in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Listen Tuesday, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Connect with Dana
at DanaRadio.com.
The Dana Show.
Once I discovered fencing and I looked like my teammates, and I really was afforded the opportunity to not just look like my teammates, but also, you know, have that sense of camaraderie and uniformity that a uniform allows. I want to, you know, fight those misconceptions that people have about Muslim women, that people may have about African Americans. And I want to be that image of, you know, just inspiration for youth out there to believe that they can do anything they put their minds to.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that, I mean, and that's great, woo, and if she wants to wear hijab, that's great, but the way that it's being presented, like, there was a guy over at CNN who believed that she, simply because she wears a hijab, that somehow means that she was more deserving to carry the flag into the opening games at Rio, the opening ceremony, than the most decorated Olympian of all time. He's got 19 medals now, Michael Phelps. They wanted some diversity. They wanted looks, not merit. They wanted appearance, not actual skill. In fact, this one dude who hosts a show, I don't know who he is, I've never heard of him until now, told Phelps that you should let someone else carry the flag. They said that this woman carrying the flag would be much bigger than your one moment. Now, she's a world champion female fencer from Jersey. Great. But she got gold in Panama. Great. But the reason that he was chosen is because it's more than just an identity politic gesture. I mean, it's absurd. It's race baiting and pandering is exactly what it is. It's all about the appearance. And it's racist for people to suggest that somehow it is racist that Michael Phelps got to carry the flag and not this woman. He is the most decorated Olympian on the team. I think that his merit means that he can carry it without question. And those people should get over it. I mean, that's what gets me. It's like instead of focusing on merit, they want to focus on appearance. As though somehow, because someone wears a head covering, that means they should get point of place over someone who actually worked their behind off and has 19 medals. Got another gold medal last night because of the relay. I mean, that's this idea that, well, it would send a message about inclusion. By excluding someone, your road to inclusion should not include someone being excluded in order to make that happen. But that's exactly what they're promoting. In order for that, because that's what everyone said, oh, it would send a message to other people about inclusion, because it would exclude someone who deserved it because of merit. And it goes against the exact opposite of everything that's said in terms of you focus on merit, you focus on character, you don't focus on appearance. It's inherently racist to suggest that you should prize and prioritize appearance over actual merit. And that's what was being done. Your road, I'll say it again, to inclusion should not include excluding someone else. And if it does, you're going about this the wrong way. Now, if she had won as many medals as him, I'd see no problem with it. I would see no problem with it at all. If she had won by a margin like he has won, or even Katie Ledecky has won, good heavens. And then you have Hillary Clinton out there who talks about this woman and makes a big deal over wearing a hijab at the games, but she has zero acknowledgement for Katie Ledecky or Jenny Thrasher. Jenny Thrasher won the first gold for the United States in the air in women's shooting sports, air rifle. The first gold. And people attacked her for it. Piers Morgan said, well, of course, the United States, oh, yeah, they get their first gold medal. Yeah, for the, you know, they, it's, of course it's for shooting. And he hashtagged her name, which he later denied doing. She's 19 years old, and you had this loon, Piers Morgan, who hacked phones and has been unceremoniously fired from every single job he has because he's a no-talent preening wanker. This guy goes after and tries to talk smack about this 19-year-old girl. She first picked up a gun 4 years ago. And it was an air rifle, so don't get your panties all in a twist over it, anti-gun freaks. She's at West Virginia. She's in her freshman year. And she won the first gold for the United States. That's amazing. She's getting zero acknowledgement. But hey, if she wore a hijab, maybe. It's, I mean, it's really, it, to me, that's so sickening. I mean, this, too, is this idea, this became like an anti-gun thing. And then wouldn't you be about lifting women up? Why doesn't Hillary Clinton mention her? Why do none of these progressives not acknowledge the fact that the first gold medal won for the United States was a 19-year-old girl with a gun? Using her supreme skill. But instead, we're going to sit here and talk about people who haven't even competed yet, and just because of what they wear on their heads. And all of these people going at, I mean, all of these people attacked Jenny Thrasher. You wouldn't believe all of the people that just attacked this girl. It made me so mad watching this. She's in college. She's really good at what she does. 19 years old, the first U.S. gold medal in Rio. And she's attacked. Because by anti-gun bigots. I mean, and they just, liberals went crazy over it. First gold medal in Rio goes to an American girl with a gun. Liberals' heads explode. I mean, it's just insane the way that they, and Piers Morgan going after her. I mean, there's just no, one guy, this stooge, Kyle Felcher, had said, first medal of the Olympics for the USA is for shooting a rifle. We are such a stereotype. This douche is a environment reporter at the D.C. Examiner. He couldn't even carry her gun. He's so unworthy. So unworthy. And then they try to say she was a mass shooter and all of this stuff. All of these people who are just anti-gun zealots. Just, it's insufferable the way that they attacked her. And then Katie Ledecky, who I've heard so many people say that she's like one of the most, if not the most supreme athlete. She is better at swimming than anyone is at anything. That's literally like the Washington Post is a great piece where they compare how good she is against all of the other disciplines, all of the other athletic skill sets. She won the 1500 freestyle by more than 14 seconds. She was at the finish line watching the other girls swim in. That is how good she is. She won the 800 freestyle by more than 10 seconds. She's like the Usain Bolt of swimming, except she's never beaten. Usain Bolt's been, he's been defeated before. Serena Williams and her sister just got, I can't believe that, but they lost doubles. First time ever at the Olympics. They're not in Rio for doubles anymore. She has been in 12 individual finals at major international meets, and that woman has never lost. One of the researchers for the Mayo Clinic, Michael Joyner, says that she's, says, quote, she's the greatest athlete in the world today by far. She's dominating by the widest margin in international sport, winning by 1 or 2%. He says if a runner won the 10,000 meters by that wide a margin, they would have won by 100 meters. 1 or 2% in the Tour de France is over 80 hours of racing. That would be 30 or 40 minutes. That's how amazing her skill is. She has never lost. She has consistently smashed every record. She is the best female swimmer in the world. She might be going home with 5 medals. And she's 19? She's 19? She's not even 20, right? She's a young woman, too. Everyone, even the director of USA Swimming, was like, we've never seen anybody like her before, ever. You compare her to Michael Phelps, and you remove the he's a man, she's a woman, and you remove the time differences, and you account for that, she wins by bigger margins than him. I will never forget that. Watched her swim in after that, after she won the freestyle, or after she won last night her freestyle, and she was sitting there at the end of the pool watching all of the other women swim in. But she isn't worthy of a tweet from Hillary Clinton. She isn't worthy of acknowledgement by progressives because of a head covering. She's not worthy of distinction because of her merit. No, instead we're lectured about appearance. Instead we're lectured about identity politics. Not a single acknowledgement of her. Not a single acknowledgement of Jenny Thrasher, who smoked, no pun intended, her competition. We have some amazing young female medalists, and not a single one of them are giving them any acknowledgement or credit because they're so busy focusing on this other lady with a head covering. Can we stop focusing on identity politics? Not even Simone Biles last night. Not even a single, and I know that this woman with the hijab says, I want to dispel all the, you know, about black athletes. Can you stop with that? Because there have been black athletes that have competed before you, and they have been worshipped, and they have not sit here and rested on identity politics to get affirmation or recognition the way you are. When you have to sit here and you have to lean on identity politics instead of skill, I will question your skill. I will question your confidence going into international competition. Because I think, what else am I supposed to derive from that? Did you see Simone Biles on the balance beam yesterday? Oh, my gosh. She made up a move. She was on the vault. She made up, like, some move. She makes up moves. She was flipping through the air, like, I don't know what. Like, I'm like, how many turns she's going to, I said, you know, while she was flipping through the air after the vault, like, I made some popcorn, I went and fed the dogs while she was still flipping through the air, and then she landed and she stuck it, and it was like a perfect landing. She's not leaning on identity politics. An accomplished, highly decorated black gymnast, she's not doing that. She doesn't need to. She blows everybody away with her skill. Oh, my gosh, it was amazing watching this last night. So that's, when I see this, it's so ridiculous. Stop resting on identity politics. Focus on merit. Not a single tweet from this woman on this. Not a single tweet from her. So yesterday, folks, was Purple Heart Day. And I've told you how the Purple Heart is the oldest military distinction. It was actually brought about by George Washington to give it to soldiers who performed meritorious action. They've been injured. They were killed in the line of duty. 3 soldiers got it during the Revolutionary War. And my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, they celebrate the heart of every veteran every day by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for all veterans, not just those combat wounded and their families. They carry on the legacy of the Purple Heart. And it's our privilege to be able to help these vets when they return home. Purple Heart is doing just that every day. Volunteer organization, veterans helping veterans, standing in the gap because you can't trust the government to even fulfill the promises that they signed their name on paper to fulfill. It's frustrating. The Purple Heart Foundation, they are never dissuaded from going out and making sure that our vets get what is owed to them. And they stand in the gap and they help it. So any donation you give, 100% tax deductible. And 100% of it, unlike some of these other organizations, actually goes entirely to veterans. That's what it's all about. To honor those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Just go to givetopurpleheart.org, givetopurpleheart.org, or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483.
Now what? That's the question chronic pain sufferers are asking. Following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's release of the first ever national guidelines designed to curb the alarming increase in prescription drug deaths. According to the latest statistics, a record high 28,647 deaths involving opioids were recorded in 2014. But here's the catch. Even though that's a 14% increase over the previous year, the CDC, for now, is only advising doctors to voluntarily stop prescribing the potentially addictive pills in most situations, and to instead look to alternative approaches. The most popular alternative for those suffering from musculoskeletal conditions like low back pain and neck pain? Chiropractic care. In fact, studies have shown that drug-free chiropractic care results in improved patient outcomes, higher satisfaction, and lower costs. Notes the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress's Sherry McAllister, it's heartening that the growing opioid epidemic is finally gaining attention. Learn more at www.f4cp.com.
Now, I'm sure you know that I am a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's why I'm also a member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what firearms call in your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or a shotgun for hunting season, or maybe it's your very first firearm that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any firearm, any brand, and any caliber. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Coming up, we're going to discuss how Clock Boy Ahmed Mohammed has moved after being in Qatar for 9 months. He's back here in Irving, Texas, literally right where we are. And Kane's a new member. Producer Kane moved from St. Louis to Dallas.
That is true.
And we're here in Irving right now, man. You're in Irving.
Yeah, now it hits home.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this because he was arrested after he didn't make a clock. He ripped the guts out and put it in a lunchbox and was like, it's my clock. I'm Ahmed Mohammed, the clockmaker. And it didn't look like a clock. It looked like a clock if someone had done it blindfolded with their feet, then you would be like, oh, totally a clock. It didn't look like a clock. In fact, he took like an old clock and just took the guts out of it and put it in a pencil case. Literally, he put it in a pencil case, like the black pencil cases with the silver like edges that you see at an Office Max. And he was like, it's my homemade clock. Because everybody's always like, where's my clock? It's in my pencil case. Everybody always does that, right? That's how everybody has their clocks. They rip them out of their casing and they put it in a suitcase-looking thing, right? Like in a little briefcase-looking thing, which does not at all look like a bomb. Not at all. I mean, that's how everybody... I hear he has a new invention. Because last time, what did he do? Ahmed Mohammed's coffee bowl, where you can have
that's
your
right.
coffee in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I hear now it's the, you know, because the iWatch is real popular, it's the pencil case watch on your wrist. That's what I hear. I'm told that that's like his new. We're going to talk about
this. A clock on your wrist?
A clock on your wrist.
Get out of here.
No one's ever. I've always been like, you know what? I really wish I could just look at my arm for the time and have it so big and bomb looking, but not a bomb, that other people are like, what a great watch, not a bomb. That's awesome. In fact, I hear it's called I Not a Bomb. I mean, would you wear an I Not a Bomb? It has different colored straps and all that.
Well, no, there's a lot of irony going on these days.
There's no irony. Sounds slightly racist, Kane.
I don't know.
That sounds slightly racist.
I'd have to give it some thought.
Yeah. But the I Not a Bomb is, you can get it and put it, I looked at one when I was in the Ahmed Mohammed store, where they also, you can still get the coffee bowl. That's if you want to drink your coffee in a bowl, right? And then he came out with the coffee bowl cup holder, because a cup holder, I mean, granted, you could not fit your coffee bowl into the cup holder. I mean, and so I hear we have a new commercial for the I Not a Bomb watch, the iWatch Not a Bomb. I hear we have that, and we'll talk about that coming up, because he filed suit against his school, even though this was a year ago. He filed suit, now it's happening, saying that they violated his 14-year-old civil rights. They violated his civil rights because he was charged with having a hoax bomb. And you said, I just brought this not a bomb to my school to show my teacher, who was like, maybe don't show your not a bomb to other people, because it looks like a bomb, but it's not a bomb. Because that would be stereotyping, and we can't stereotype. It's better. I mean, you know, the whole see something, say something. I mean, granted, that's contributed to people dying in San Bernardino. But isn't it better that people are not thought of as bigots for not saying something? I mean, yes. I mean, not saying something might mean that at some point in the future you could lose lives. But at least there's not going to be any rabid flying accusations of bigotry. Right? So I'm excited to talk, because Christmas is still not anywhere near us. But it's never too early to start thinking about your Christmas list. We have that and so much more coming up in our second hour. Keep it here.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Calling all volunteers, Turtle Bay Exploration Park needs you. From animal care to horticulture and everything in between, volunteers are what help make Turtle Bay wonderful. We're having a volunteer opportunities workshop where you can learn all about how you can help Turtle Bay. Join us Saturday, August 27th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Find out where you fit best to volunteer with Turtle Bay. To RSVP, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A state panel's refused to dismiss an ethics complaint against Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. The judge is accused of violating ethical standards for sending a memo telling probate judges an Alabama Supreme Court order to deny marriage licenses to same-sex couples remained in effect. A trial-like proceeding on the matter will be held in late September. In Detroit today, Donald Trump outlined his economic plan if he's elected president. He says he plans across-the-board tax cuts and deregulation that will unleash a new chapter of American prosperity.
This is what I want to do for our country. I want to jumpstart America, and it can be done. And it won't even be that hard.
But Hillary Clinton, who will talk about economics Thursday in Detroit, says Trump's plan is yet more trickle-down economics.
Trickle-down economics does not help our economy grow. It does not help the vast majority of Americans, but it does really well for people already at the top.
Kansas City, Kansas police say a 10-year-old boy who was killed while riding the world's largest, tallest water slide died of a neck injury. Police say Caleb Schwab was one of three passengers riding in a boat Sunday on the water slide at Schlitterbahn Water Park. National Safety Council President Deborah Hirschman says while it's reasonable to expect amusement parks and water park rides to be safe, consumers need also be aware of what they're getting into.
As consumers, we have to take responsibility for our own safety. If we see something that looks unsafe, we need to say something. We need to make sure that we feel comfortable and we never force anyone to go on a ride that they're not comfortable going on, and particularly at water parks.
Two women who were also on the boat but not related to the boy sustained minor facial injuries. Three people fell from a Ferris wheel at a county fairground in eastern Tennessee. They fell about 45 feet. They were taken to the hospital. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through. And they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
U.S. men's basketball team followed Saturday's 57-point win over China with a 113-69 rout of Venezuela tonight. Kevin Durant scored 16 points, Carmelo Anthony 14. Next up, Australia on Wednesday. Anthony says the Americans needed to change things after Venezuela kept the game tied after the first quarter.
We wasn't expecting to be like that. But I think once we settled down, made our adjustments to the way that they was calling the game, the way that Venezuela wanted to play the game, and that second quarter, we picked it up defensively and turned it around.
China's 2-for-2 in Olympic diving, winning the men's 10-meter synchronized platform event. Americans David Budia and Steele Johnson earned a silver. American men lost to Spain in water polo, and the U.S. women's rugby squad beat France in a fifth-place game. U.S. women rowers made a strong debut in Rio, qualified for Saturday's final. Former NHL forward Craig Janey elected to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Justice Department says it's reached a $434,500 settlement with HSBC Finance Corp. over the repossession of cars owned by military service members.
The settlement covers repossessions of 75 cars that occurred between 2008 and 2010. The deal resolves allegations that HSBC violated the Service Members Civil Relief Act by conducting repossessions without court orders. Under the SCRA, judges are supposed to review and approve repossessions involving service members. The Justice Department in February 2015 reached a much larger settlement with Santander Consumer USA Incorporated, which acquired HSBC's car lending operations and assets. That deal provided service members with more than $10.5 million in compensation. Keith Peters, Washington.
You can check out more news, get more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Ribbity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Tired of all the convenience of small, portable, and useful devices thanks to technology?
I can't see the small watch that's so light on my wrist.
Sick of all your devices not being in pencil boxes?
I love a good pencil box. It keeps my watch face protected.
Hey, I see all the wires. Is that a bomb on your arm?
No, this is no bomb. This is the iNotABomb. It's the newest invention from Ahmed Mohammed of Clock Boy fame.
Dim wires, dough.
Dim wires, dough. Dim our wires. Dim our options. The new iNotABomb from Ahmed Mohammed, available soon in retailers near you. Aloha Snack Bar.
Welcome back to the show, second hour of the Dana Show. I should have warned everybody, Producer Kane, since you're here, living in Dallas now, we're in Irving right now, which is where we work. We got a new sponsor. Did you hear that? That was a crazy commercial from that sponsor.
Love that.
You guys remember, we were just talking about this, the clock boy kid, clock kid person? Well, so a year ago, he was arrested for bringing a suspicious-looking homemade clock to class. I mean, you say clock, I say it looks like a bomb.
Totally does.
It wasn't a homemade clock. I blindfolded myself, took my socks and shoes off, and used my bare feet to rip apart an 80s clock and shoved it into a pencil case, the one that has the little handle. I have no idea why anybody gets these. They're black with the silver. They look like bomb briefcases. If you had blindfolded yourself and ripped it apart with your feet and put it in the suitcase, then it would be a perfect, like, clock made by somebody blindfolded with feet.
Science.
Science. Anyway, he's also the guy behind the coffee bowl, maybe. With Ahmed Mohammed's coffee bowl. We'll have that commercial for you later. But anyway, the new product is the iNotabomb. And that's it's the same thing. It's just the clock that's all gutted and shoved in a pencil case. The same clock that his teacher that he showed was like, maybe don't show this to people because it kind of looks like a knot bomb. that we have to do some like serious Orwellian 1984 double plus on good language because it's not PC otherwise. Anyway, it's like just like if you take the clock that's in the pencil case and you strap it to a strap and you put it on your wrist.
I think you hot glue it.
You hot glue it. That's right. With a hot glue stick. Right? Because what else does it?
Strap it right on the wrist.
And you put it on your arm. It's the iNotabomb.
It's like the iWatch, only
but larger,
much
and
larger.
Difficult.
Lots of wires.
Because you can only use it when you're standing next to a wall. Because it has a plug in it. You got to plug it in. Right? I think so. Mm. So that's kind of awkward. And then the wires stick out. But it's advertised as, like I was looking at, let me look at the actual copy. This is supposed to be in store soon. It's the iNotabomb. Comes in a huge case. I don't know if, like, the iWatch people are going to get mad. But it's the iNotabomb.
No, it's so huge, I don't really think the iWatch people will care.
But big is the new small.
That's a true statement.
I mean, the phone, like, people are talking on things as big as
iPads
torn. Now.
I'm torn now.
So you knew that the iWatch was going to get some competition from, like, a bigger thing. So it's the iNotabomb. And in order to look at the time, you have to unclasp the top of the pencil case and flip it open and push the wires inside aside right. So you can see the clock face.
And excuse anybody next to you because it could...
And you got
to
plug it into the wall.
The lid could hit the other
in order
person.
For it to work. And then you got to reset the time based on another watch. So
the cool thing is, though, it's a conversation starter. Like, hey, is that a bomb on your wrist?
I know. Like, can you imagine how many friends you would meet? Like, whoa, is that a bomb on your wrist? No, it's my new iNotabomb. That's what it is.
Become a socialite
overnight.
How come
it doesn't tell time unless you're plugged in and you set the time on another watch? I don't know. It's science. You're just too stupid to understand.
A little inconvenient
it.
To have to stay static to the wall like that, but it's still, you know, it's an invention.
Yeah.
It's an invention.
It is. It's science, man.
Right.
I mean, it is amazing. So the Ahmed, the sponsor here of the iNotabomb, they are suing his school because the school was like, wow, that looks like a bomb. And they arrested him because it looks like a bomb. And they took him to jail because, again, looks like a bomb. And he was like, no, I invented the clock. Because there has never been, ever before, a clock. You know how we told time, sundials? I mean, they've just, you know. And so he says that he can't escape that moment, even though he, like, really surfed on it and went to, did he go to Google and... He got an internship there, and he got all this money, and he got the scholarship to this place at Qatar, and Qatar paid for his family to go there, and he went to school there for some time, and his dad's a big supporter of, from what I understand, the Sharia courts that they've been trying to establish in Irving. I'm just saying. But, you know, why sue the school? Why not be like, dude, don't make bombs in your, because it looks like a bomb. That's not a clock. He didn't make a clock. He tore the guts out of a clock and shoved it in a pencil case. Nothing was invented. It's like, oh, my gosh, look what I just did. Hang on for a minute. I just created torn tissue. Oh, there's never been that before. Or wait a minute. I just invented the pin with the cap on the back. You can take the cap off the back and you put it on the top of the pin. Never before has it now. I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong because the pins have always been sold with the caps on. I have completely changed the face of pins. Just like that, I am an inventor. So smart. I'm an inventor. So anyway, the infidel on Twitter was asking, is it wireless of the not a bomb? Because he's thinking about Christmas gifting, right?
It is not wireless.
Unfortunately, it's not, but that's science, though. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
The not-a-bomb puts you closer to the wall for electricity.
I hear that there is, though, an optional hamster and a wheel you can attach to it that it will then generate the electricity necessary.
So I was talking to to somebody about the iNotabomb, and they were saying that it is underway to get one that ticks all the time and is wireless.
Interesting.
And it always ticks.
That's...
One thing that I have noticed because when I was looking at the prototype, like every, you know how like with your iPhone, you can set your alarm noises. So, I mean, let's just, like, hold up. Let's just do something fun here real quick, shall we? Can we do something fun real quick?
Live radio.
Here with me? So, like, I have, it's amazing because I have, let me do this. Edit. I have all of these, like, that was my Rolling Stones. So that's a ringtone that I have.
You don't have any ringtones that scream cuss words, do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just making sure before you actually
do anything like that because I have children, you horrible person.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. But, like, I have, I mean, you know how you have, like, all these, like, alarm? Here it is, here it is, here it is. So you can do, like that. That's one. I have an owl. Don't ask me. So these are all different. So the one that you have on the, or that one, that's the synth one. So the one that you have that's on the I Not A Bomb, it just screams Aloha Snack Bar at you. That's all it does. Like, I've looked through the settings, and every single, there are five settings, and it's all Aloha Snack Bar. That's all it is. And I'm just like, man, they really like snacks at this place. It's kind of crazy. So anyway, they're suing the school because his rights were violated because he made a bomb thing. That's not a bomb, but it looks just like a bomb, but it is not a bomb. It's, there are kids who have been suspended for eating a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun, and they get in trouble and expelled. He actually brought a bomb-looking object to school, and he got in trouble for it, and the family is shocked and surprised, maybe, and they're like, oh, this is so bad, and they're just whatever that they can do. So, which seems dumb. Like, it looks, have you seen it? Have you seen the watch bomb thing?
No, who, me? Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, he didn't make anything. He took the guts and put it in a pencil case. That's all he did. Yeah, that's going to be what it sounds like when it's done. Let's go ahead and kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
So Tom Cotton, according to the Washington Examiner, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, says that Hillary Clinton had actually discussed in emails, had discussed this Iranian scientist that was executed by Iran for treason. He said this yesterday. He says, quote, I'm not going to comment on what he may or may not have done for the United States government, but in the emails that were on Hillary Clinton's private server, there were conversations amongst her senior advisors about this gentleman. He told this to MSNBC's Face the Nation. He was speaking about Shahram Amiri, who gave information to the United States about Iran's nuclear program. Interesting. I think there needs to be more questions answered about that. In New Jersey, this is asinine. Cops could soon ticket you for drinking coffee while driving. Yes, this is the New Jersey media. Put down the coffee bagel or hairbrush, they say. Really, the coffee. You could face $200 to $400 fine for your first offense caught drinking coffee. $400 to a $600 fine for a second offense. Third one means $600 to $800 and a 90-day license suspension, as well as motor vehicle points. Guess the party who proposed this bill. Democrat John Wisniewski. Democrat Nicholas Chiaravalotti. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. So you can't drink. It's not multitasking. You have a cup of coffee in your car. I mean, it's not the same thing. But they believe it is. Planned Parenthood sues to block. They're suing to block information about their baby parts sales. Federalist says Planned Parenthood is suing the University of Washington to keep it from revealing information about its participation in the purchase and sale of body parts that it says it totally didn't do from aborted babies. Why the need to file a federal class action lawsuit to suppress information if you didn't engage in any sorts of research on aborted babies and selling their parts? That's the big question, but that's one that they won't answer. Now, this is Benjamin Watson came out. This was, I mean, he was very brave. Baltimore Ravens tight end Benjamin Watson is criticizing black support of Planned Parenthood, saying that the abortion provider was founded to, quote, exterminate blacks. He's a devout Christian. He says that black Americans make up a large proportion of those who get abortions. And, quote, the whole idea with Planned Parenthood and its founder, Margaret Sanger, in the past was to exterminate blacks. And it's kind of ironic that it's working. He continues and says, we as minorities support candidates and overwhelmingly support the idea of having Planned Parenthood and the like. And yet that's why she created it. The NFL star told this to the Turning Point Pregnancy Resource Center. Wow. Unbelievable honesty and bravery in saying that. This is a really, I don't say sexist, but this comes from a progressive publication. And while I do think sexism exists, I think it's unbelievably prevalent on the liberal side. The Chicago Tribune tweeted, wife of a Bears lineman wins a bronze medal today in the Rio Olympics. Now, what do you think is the problem with that tweet? The fact that they don't name her. Her name's Corey Cogdell, and she won a bronze in Rio in the trap shooting. A woman with a gun won a bronze medal in trap shooting on Sunday, and they wouldn't even identify her except to call her the wife of Bears lineman Mitch Urain. That's it. Huh. Unbelievable. That's insulting. So you have a lot of women winning stuff with guns, and they won't even acknowledge it. Coming up, apparently there's like this whole thing with Flossgate. Have you heard of this? It's bad to floss. We also have, yeah, or not good for you. I don't know. I'm so done with this. They flip-flop back and forth all the time. Also, we should probably discuss how entities is pronounced. Kane's going to die. Just saying. In the meantime, folks, Super Beats for all day energy and no crash. This is the best way to get it, by the way. First off, if you drink a lot of coffee can actually increase your blood pressure, and it's giving you a fake energy. That's not going to give you a pick-me-up because it's going to make you crash later on. Unlike coffee, Super Beats is actually a functional food for circulation that you drink. It's loaded with dietary nitrates that helps produce nitric oxide in the body, and that's where the real energy comes from. I mean, you have scientists who've studied how nitric oxide affects the body, and they won in 1998 a Nobel Prize for Science for this. So this is not snake oil. It's a real thing. You can get an all-day boost in energy and stamina within 20 minutes while those nitrates maintain healthy blood pressure and increase circulation. Beets is the best way to get those nitrates, but if you're cooking them at home, the heat destroys nitrates. They have a cold patented drying process, so you take 1 teaspoon of the powder, you mix it up in some water, you put it in yogurt or smoothie. The concentration of those nitrates, the full amount, is saved, and you get all of the benefits. That drying process eliminates the vegetable taste, too, so you just get a mild berry flavor. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, and free strips to measure your dietary nitrate levels before and after. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeats.com. That's DanaShootsBeats.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A 70-year-old church choir director in Arkansas got in big trouble for trying to protect herself and her home. She lives in a part of Little Rock where break-ins and violent crimes are common. So her home had bars on the windows. Apparently that offended some neighbors who complained to local authorities, and they had her arrested, even though the bars were already on the home before she bought it. She looked through the lens of liberty and fought back, telling the town council, "If I can find some more bars, I'll put them up on the rest of the windows." She understands what town leaders have forgotten, that the people's right to protect themselves is one of America's most important founding principles.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
And cause trillions in new dollars and wealth to come pouring into our country. And, by the way, into cities like right here in Detroit.
What? Dude, you can't play stuff like that on air.
What?
Like, why didn't you censor that?
What do you mean?
That audio. Like,
that's what the nominee said.
I know. You can't play that.
What?
Are you, like, are you trying to, like, do a hit job on
it?
No,
he said cities. There was some tape hiccup right there. There was some glurby glurb there. Something technical. But he didn't say what you think he said.
I think you didn't know.
I don't know.
I always say C's with T's.
I don't.
Like
Hold
cat
on.
For cat.
Job-killing corporate
second.
Inversions. And cause trillions in new dollars and wealth to come pouring into our country.
Right.
And, by the way, into cities like right here
the
in
cities.
Detroit.
Like Detroit. Detroit's a city.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
He does have a look on his face, though, that he may have said something wrong, though. That's weird.
I just like cat, C-A-T, I always say tat, coffee, toffee.
Right.
You know? Crown, trown. Cities.
No.
I thought he stumbled over entities. Like,
no.
What did he say there?
It was cities. You know, when you speak as many words as Donald Trump, you're gonna mess a couple up.
Tanzania.
No. Oh. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just going to put that on the table like a shrimp hors d'oeuvre. You know what I mean? Like a shrimp cocktail, and you all can do with that as you want. At least he didn't fall up the stairs like Hillary Clinton did.
Yeah, that was...
What is with that? Did you all see the picture of her having to be helped upstairs?
Yes.
Like she couldn't walk?
Yeah.
I saw my aunt one time. She was drunk, and she had to be helped upstairs. But either Hillary Clinton's drunk or she's like has a health issue.
Dictator
which is
coat
it?
Made it hard to move.
I know. Yeah, maybe it's because the seams are real short. She can't lift her arms up that high like a T-Rex. I don't know. Quick break. Keep it here. The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483, givetopurpleheart.org.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money. And it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there for the ultimate ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Cares about people like you? That is a key question. Hillary Clinton was up 20 points on that. Mm-hmm. That's right. About unhinged and she doesn't look presidential is totally code for we shouldn't elect a woman.
What? That's Cokie Roberts, who I know and I like her, but I disagree with her on this because I don't think that that's code for we shouldn't vote her because she's a woman. That's not code for that. It's because she is unhinged. It's not code for anything. It's completely the. It's because she is. Why can't we sit here? Why can't they just explain without having to rely on these identity politics? Good heavens! It's aggravating. So, by the way, that female fencer that we were talking about who wore the hijab, she just got eliminated. So she's not competing anymore because she lost. She won her first match Monday morning, but then she was eliminated from individual competition in her match against Frances Cecilia Berder.
So they want somebody who lost to carry
the
flag.
Well, at the time she hadn't lost. She just had never competed.
Well, she hadn't won either.
In the Olympics before. Yeah, true. But yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's something to that. It was a kind of amazing because Chuck Schumer, actually a Democrat, Democrats now realize how penalizing their own policies are. He proposed that people who win Olympic medals, they shouldn't have to pay taxes on those prizes that they're awarded with their medals, because I think it's with like gold medal, you get something like 15 and silver, it's 9 and like for bronze, it's 5 or something. And they take the full amount of, you know, full max amount of it. And Chuck Schumer was actually suggesting, I'm glad that he sees it as a penalty and that they're penalizing people for success. That was kind of amazing to me that's how he viewed it, because that's exactly how it is. He says hard work and excellence shouldn't be punished. His quote, our Olympian and Paralympic athletes should be worried about breaking world records, not breaking the bank when they earn a medal. Most countries subsidize their athletes. The very least we can do is make sure our athletes don't get hit with a tax bill for winning. After a successful and hard-fought victory, it's just not right for the U.S. to welcome these athletes home with a tax on that victory. But yet that's what he does to Americans every single day. I am glad that he sees it as penalizing as it is, though, because it does seem kind of goofy. I mean, I can't believe that he actually admitted that it is a penalty. Huh, kind of crazy. Don't you think so? Some of the other stuff that we are following today. So this, I don't know if you saw this I had mentioned it earlier, this Flossgate situation. Apparently, so now, I'm so tired of everybody using, floss, like putting gate on everything, but that's what they're calling it. So they're saying that all the medical benefits of dental floss are unproven. And that basically, it's not helpful if you floss. Like, it doesn't matter. It's kind of how they're, which I don't, they say it doesn't really improve your health, so much for flossing, et cetera, et cetera. They've been explaining it. I don't get it. Like, what? I have to kind of scratch my head. It's like a big controversy now. They say there's little proof that it actually works. Now, Producer Kane, I'm a huge flosser. I carry floss sticks around with me, those little floss stick things.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, why is this a thing? Like, I don't think I could stop. I don't think, it's an investigation. The Associated Press, by the Associated Press, dentists were mad. They found in this report that they put out, says that there's no credible evidence to back up the claim to benefits of flossing, a habit trumpeted by oral hygienists and dentists everywhere.
Well, I first of all, I can't accept this. Like, this isn't, please.
I know.
How is flossing bad?
Doesn't it make your gums inflamed? I'm not a dentist, but I like to pretend to be one.
People get food stuck in their teeth, and so they will floss because of that reason. You're not just don't floss. What, do you just leave food particles in your teeth?
Flossing
has a benefit. It's when you have food in your teeth and you floss it out.
Yeah, I just would, yeah.
I don't see how not flossing it out is somehow...
Let's just let your teeth rot. There's no benefit to... I don't... But they say, so Peter says in Washington, that the majority of available studies fail to demonstrate that flossing is generally effective in plaque removal. But it gets stuff out your teeth.
Yeah, I don't...
That's helpful, because... Right? Yes. Yes, it is.
Now, there was the debate about, do you floss before you brush or do you floss after you brush?
All the time.
Do you do both?
Yes. No, after, definitely.
So, it's after. See, for
I should
me,
own stock. I have, like, a whole drawer that's flossed.
See, and I floss
I don't
before.
Have room for anything else.
I floss before I brush, and then I
Why
brush after.
Why do you do it before you?
Because then I'm getting everything out, and then I brush, and I'm good. Like, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, I don't do that, but I do definitely
You brush
after.
And then you floss afterwards?
Oh, wait, no, I floss and then brush.
Okay, yeah, that's
okay,
what I do.
Okay, I thought you meant, like, eating. I was half paying attention to you for a minute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, no, but to me, I don't accept the fact that there's some par about not flossing or flossing. Like, there's no difference. I can't get with that.
It's because I would think that it would help ward off gum disease, particularly if you have objects stuck in between your teeth.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get that. I think they need to stop messing with stuff that we think... Like, I'm still going to floss, and I'm still going to buy giant bags of floss sticks, and they can just bite me, because that's happening. Oh, so now they're also saying so here's the other thing that's going to just blow your mind. Everybody gets mad about bottled water. They say it's expensive, and bottles create a mountain of plastic rubbish that clogs up, blah, 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 all of this stuff, et cetera, et cetera. I like bottled water because everybody else's water except my own sucks. Multivitamins, they say, which I kind of believe this. They say if we stick to a healthy diet, we can obtain the vitamins we need from food. Yes and no, but I don't take a multivitamin. I don't do that.
Right.
They say extended warranties. The Consumer Rights Act already provides plenty of protection. This is an article Daily Mail says that this is what else is like flossing. They also say that most research for universities indicates that the majority of students will never get their money back. They say although graduates are said to earn an extra $100,000 during their careers, many will see any benefit completely wiped out by loan repayments.
Now that I can believe.
This is where you're going to write, Producer Kane, because what do you always talk about?
What, probiotics?
They say probiotics. Instead of taking a supplement that you'll pay for separately, just eat foods that naturally contain them.
Like what? Do they mention any examples, like fermented vegetables?
They say fabric conditioners reduce the ability of certain materials to... No, will not take my fabric softener from me. No. Not even reading that part. Some of these, I don't even want to read them because they're stupid. Like, they talk about smartphones and everything else. No. You will not take that from me. I'm not even going to deal with it. These people aggravate me. Nope. Not reading that part. I love it. Who doesn't love a good snuggle fabric softener sheet?
Sure.
Who doesn't love that?
And these are just like, these are trends, right? And these, you can choose as an American to do or not do these things.
Speaking of university, do you want to know why they're all so unbelievably damn expensive? because they do stupid stuff like this. A college in Wisconsin is moving two, this is a public college, by the way, they're moving two historic paintings out of the public eye after the school's diversity leadership team warned that they could be psychologically devastating for American Indian students. Oh, here we go. So it says, since 1936, two large murals by Cal Peters portraying early Wisconsin history have dominated the common area of Harvey Hall at the University of Wisconsin-Stout. One mural shows French fur traders and American Indians traveling down Red Cedar River by canoe. Another portrays a wooden fort constructed by the French. Neither shows any violence, but after 80 years, the murals are abruptly being given the heave-ho because people are saying, some of the students, that their diversity, whatever, they're saying that they're offensive. Why? They say, well, when they look at the art, they, to them, it symbolizes an era of their history where land and possessions were taken away and they feel bad when they look at them. Oh, my God in heaven, please. I don't mean that like in a blasphemous way, like for real. Oh, my gosh. And so the diversity leadership team complained about the murals. They say the presence helped perpetuate racial stereotypes. Yes, because people who are French and people who are Indians are still trapping for fur and canoeing down the river, you morons. The diversity team's arguments carry the day. And Meyer, who is a total weenie, his Meyer, by the way, who's the school chancellor, Bob Meyer, giant weenie.
Was that in there? In the article?
Sure.
Okay.
He says that he finally released a statement saying that they were taking the murals down. You know, because these students care so much about American Indians, I'm sure you guys, I'm sure that they have been telling the Obama Bureau of Land Management, please stop breaking Indian treaties, like the 1863 Ruby Valley Treaty that is completely decimating Shoshone grazing land, and that you have former Chief Raymond Yowell fighting and has been fighting for two decades now. Or what about the massive unemployment? Or what about the fact that American Indians on the land that government put them on, and by government, I mean Democrats, they can't even take a mortgage out or own property because Democrats set it up that way. Democrats keep the status quo. Democrats don't do anything except go on the land that is completely federally controlled, except for the little allowance, the little measly pittance that they give American Indians. That is American genocide, by the way, and Democrats take full flipping credit for it. They don't do a single thing except give them more government dependence. It's just one giant hopeless spiral after the other. And these students, they're so upset because they're so in tune with the plight of the American Indian that they haven't done a single damn thing except whine about some murals that actually show American Indians engaging in capitalism with French fur traders and other French people riding together in canoes down a river, that the only thing they can think to do is whine about it. Bite me. This is why colleges suck. I seriously can't handle this. It is so infuriating. Democrats have created a total modern plantation full of American Indians, and they keep perpetuating it right now. And then they want to act like Bill Clinton and Al Gore back in the 90s when they went out to Colorado and they literally fleeced the Cheyenne and Arapaho nations when they said, well, hey, why don't you go ahead and give us some money and give us, you know, maybe like six figures and go ahead and we'll get some photos with you. And then you can say that you endorse us, and then we're going to make sure that you get, like, some land and you get some stuff that, you know, really we should give back to you. Guess what? Show of hands from people who think that actually happened, that they actually fulfilled the promises that they made. Oh, that's right. No hands? Not because I can't see you, but because it didn't happen. That's why. Oh, and then the 1863 violation of the Ruby Valley Treaty that I just mentioned, this is land that really belongs to the Shoshone, but that the government, which, well, again, they were... This was all set up by who? By Democrats, particularly under Andrew Jackson as well, who, by the way, I hate when people all sit here and they lift up Andrew Jackson, the great Democrat from who all other Democrats were fashioned, and they get mad at him for violating a Supreme Court order and ripping people off of their land and actually dividing up and selling parcels of privately owned land before he even had American Indians removed from it, while at the same time shunting Abraham Lincoln over habeas corpus, when if you want to have a discussion about which one is more vile, we can have that discussion, but you're completely hypocritical, and you completely betray any consistency or credibility that you may have in arguing your cause, because you give deference to one and not not the other. I could sit here and talk about this all day. All of you people who are out there with your white progressive trust fund, socialist, skinny jean, apple wearing, white dreadlock happening lives who want to, oh, I want to draw attention to the plight of the American Indian by removing these two murals that have nothing to do with the American Indian suffering, the party I vote for, who that makes them live under every single day. You all can do the world a giant favor. Shut up and don't breed. Oh, my gosh. I can't even handle it. Where are these people? By the way, what about the American Indians that are down by the border who have their property constantly violated by illegal aliens who are crossing the border and endangering their lives, and there's no hope and no assistance to them, for them, from the federal government? Oh, we're going to keep voting for the party that puts American Indians and keeps them on plantations and doesn't allow them to own their own land and keeps them in high levels of unemployment and keeps them hooked on the alcohol and all of this other stuff. We're going to keep voting and supporting that particular party. I can't stand you people. I cannot stand you. Shh. I had to get that out of my system before I continue, because it was not going to be a good day for anyone if I didn't. Purple Heart Foundation is a group of individuals who are selfless. And these people, when they see a need, they fill a need. When they see a problem, they handle that problem. And look, I get it. There are other veteran organizations out there, because a lot of them have approached me, and I've turned a lot of them down because I see no point in me working with an organization where if you give money, a portion of it, only a portion, goes to the veterans, because, you know, they have to pay the rent on their super swanky office filled with art, and they have to go to cocktail parties and fly first class and stay in super nice hotels. No, I don't have time for fake organizations like that. I want to work with an organization that is one of the oldest and most respected in the country, and that's the Purple Heart Foundation. When you give money to the Purple Heart Foundation, the veterans, they get all of it. And it's 100% tax deductible. They help all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded. And Purple Heart Day was just yesterday. The Purple Heart Foundation continues the legacy of that George Washington intended when he founded the Purple Heart Meritus Medal and began awarding it to veterans who were killed or injured while serving their country. They continue that legacy, and they support our veterans. They get them off the streets. They have emotional, physical, educational, financial support, everything for veterans and their families. So stand in the gap for them, because they stood there for you, and they would do so a million times over. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank out the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and iSeries bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
All volunteers. Turtle Bay Exploration Park needs you. From animal care to horticulture and everything in between. Volunteers are what help make Turtle Bay wonderful. We're having a volunteer opportunities workshop where you can learn all about how you can help Turtle Bay. Join us Saturday, August 27th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Find out where you fit best to volunteer with Turtle Bay. To RSVP, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Dana Show.
Hillary Clinton is still trying to politicize athletic performances based on identities as opposed to the value of their victories. This was just ridiculous. Can we just, like, let people's athletic skill take the stage as opposed to focusing on identity politics? Is that even possible? Let's kick it into some Florida Man.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida Man.
Florida man plows through Orange County home and then runs away. On WFTV Channel 9, investigators are searching for a Florida man they said plowed his car into an Orange County home early Saturday before running away. Officials say a Florida man was driving 80 miles per hour through a residential area and crashed through a home with a sleeping family inside. DeShayla Bush says that she was sleeping on a sofa moments before a car burst through the walls of her home. And the pregnant woman said she's pregnant. She got up from her sofa because her child started crying. She says, my heart sank. I didn't have any words. I didn't even know what to think. She says that she thanks God for using her son to get her off the sofa to keep her safe because apparently that's where the car plowed through. She says the young man jumped out and said, I'm sorry, ma'am, I'm sorry, and then ran away, took off running. Yeah, so they're looking for him. They're looking for you, Florida man, wherever you are. I just don't. Florida woman sues an airline after she dropped luggage on herself. Houston Chronicle. A Florida woman who dropped luggage on herself at the end of an August 2014 flight is suing American Airlines for negligence. Nimya Ayesha had asked a flight attendant to pack her carry-on luggage into the overhead compartment when she couldn't get it to fit herself because she's too stupid and packed a suitcase that was too big. Okay, that was a little editorializing by me. This is from Chicago to Miami. When it was time to remove the bag, this woman apparently had no patience and used so much force that the bag flew out of the compartment and hit her in the face. That's called karma. That's not negligence. It's called karma. It prompted her to file a lawsuit in Miami-Dade County because she's an idiot. She alleged in court documents that she had to be transported to an emergency room for a contusion on her chest wall, back pain, and neck pain. She said she had to undergo physical therapy and surgery because of her injuries. Really? Then you must be a weakling if you had to go through surgery because you hit yourself in the face with a suitcase because you didn't have... You can see her. You know she was one of the obnoxious people who had to jump up in front of everyone and was just trying to... She couldn't wait for someone to help her. She wanted to prove a point. Don't pack a suitcase that's too big for that overhead spot. It's that simple. Quick break, folks. And when we return, oh boy, there's a guy that's running for the independent... as an independent candidate. We'll talk about that when we come back.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mass Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. Ron Drockstra. The state panels refused to dismiss an ethics complaint against Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. The judge is accused of violating ethical standards for sending a memo telling probate judges that an Alabama Supreme Court order denying marriage licenses to same-sex couples remained in effect. Moore says he was just informing the judges about the state law regarding marriage.
This is strictly about a legal order. It's not about how I feel.
Moore says he responded appropriately when the Supreme Court ruled on same-sex marriage conflicted with state law.
I have a duty as Chief Justice to take affirmative and corrective action.
A trial-like proceeding on the matter will be held in late September. Donald Trump says that no business should have to pay more than 15% of income in taxes, and he's calling for a temporary moratorium on federal regulations.
Under my plan, no American company will pay more than 15% of their business income in taxes.
Trump outlined his plan in a speech in Detroit Monday. Hillary Clinton unveils her economic plans in Detroit Thursday. The Florida Division of Emergency Management urging residents and businesses from Tampa to Pensacola to prepare for heavy rainfall and flooding potential through next week. National Weather Service meteorologist Jessica Few says they're watching a weak system moving toward the Alabama and Florida panhandle.
That's helping to give us some good southerly flow and bring in higher than average moisture than we would see in the atmosphere. And so we're seeing those. A lot of moisture being pumped into the area.
Forecast calls for 10 to 15 inches of rain in locations. American Lily King wins the gold in women's 100-meter breaststroke. Australia wins the first gold medal for rugby sevens, beating arch-rival New Zealand in the women's final. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or seized your bank account? If so, you need to take action now. You're a target of the most powerful collection agency in the world, and you need representation you can trust. Don't get scammed by imitators and telemarketers' high-pressure tactics. At Wall & Associates, they develop trust with their clients through a free face-to-face consultation. They've saved their clients over $100 laundered $29 million in the past 5 years. Call 1-800-983-5313 now for your free face-to-face consultation. Ignoring your tax problem will only make it worse. Call 1-800-983-5313 to get immediate help. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has helped thousands of taxpayers, and they can help you. Call now, 1-800-983-5313. 800-983-5313. WallAndAssociates.net.
Florida health officials say they're investigating a case of Zika virus infection in Palm Beach County that was likely contracted in the United States. Governor Rick Scott says officials will do their best to keep people informed about the Zika virus. The
government's going to do their part. Our county health departments are going to do their part. Our surgeon general's doing their part. So now's the time for everybody, as they go back to school, to get informed.
And Scott says education about the virus will be key.
If we keep everybody informed, we can put things in perspective. If on the health side we do our job, and on the mosquito side we do our job, and then the rest of us constantly are educating everybody and think that, I mean, we're going to do fine.
Health officials still believe active transmission of the mosquito-borne virus are only taking place within an area smaller than a square mile in Miami-Dade County. Michael Jordan pledging $5 million to the Smithsonian's new African-American History Museum on the National Mall. The African-American History and Culture announced the gift on Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com. The former president of Iran has written a letter to President Obama about a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton fills us in.
In the letter, former Iranian leader Mahmoud Ahmadinejad asks President Obama to, in his words, quickly fix a Supreme Court decision. The court allowed families of people killed in attacks linked to Iran to collect monetary damages from that country. The funds would come from some $2 billion in frozen Iranian assets. Ahmadinejad's message arrives amid speculation that the hardline politician may run as a candidate in Iran's presidential election next year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A 24-year-old Ypsilanti, Michigan man facing felony drug trafficking charges after 24 people were sickened at an Ohio rap music festival over the weekend when they ate candy that was laced with the marijuana ingredient, THC. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy. Everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Show.
I was looking at some polling of some of these different congressional members, some of the members in the Senate. Paul Ryan has a 78-14 lead over his primary challenger. Woo. Because I know that a lot of people were wanting to primary him, and that didn't work out so well. Third hour of the program, DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter. This Friday, my last live event book signing will take place in St. Louis. This is your last chance to come out and have me sign your book and personalize it. You'll be able to purchase signed copies but you're not going to be able to have me personalize it for you. This will be the last chance. It's Elvita in St. Louis. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Bring your copy. Have me sign it. I'm so excited about ending this in my ending the book tour for this particular book, my second book, in my hometown. It's going to take place 6 to 8 p.m. Friday, Gander Mountain in Fenton, just outside of St. Louis. So make sure I'll tweet a link out. Make sure that you arrive early. I would definitely suggest arriving early because we had a lot of people already RSVP. So I would definitely suggest arriving early. But 6 to 8 p.m., Gander Mountain, in Fenton, St. Louis. Very much looking forward to it. I'll be broadcasting from St. Louis this Friday. Exciting. Paul Ryan has a huge lead over his opponent, and I was looking at the latest from the Hill. He's got a 66-point lead over his primary challenger. He also received Donald Trump's endorsement. Remington Research Group released a poll just Friday showing that 80% of voters actually prefer Paul Ryan in his Wisconsin primary compared to 14% who backed challenger Paul Nehlen. And Trump, he was at an event in Wisconsin, and he ended up backing Paul Ryan. And I was looking at this. I saw this. One of you out there sent this to me, how Nehlen had gone out to the rally there in Wisconsin, and Trump would not allow him in. They wouldn't allow him in. So he had the story. This comes by way of Daily Caller, who reported about how how he was kicked out of the Trump rally. It said that he had been ejected by Wisconsin staffers from Trump's rally in Green Bay on Friday night. He was able to enter the premises of the rally before he was told to leave by Trump's affiliation there with the state party organization. They said that the Trump campaign had, Nehlen had told Daily Caller that Trump campaign reached out and invited him there. But he then went on to endorse Ryan at the rally. He also endorsed John McCain, a New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte, and their respective primaries. And so Nehlen wasn't allowed to remain at the event. So it apparently didn't go over too well with his crew, and he was just sort of, he wasn't allowed in. And he apparently had a small rally somewhere else where they had Ann Coulter out, and I think he brought out tens of people for that. And I'm looking at the crowd. Do you not believe me? I'm not joking. I'm literally not joking. I'm looking at a photo that they had. It's one, two, including the people on stage. There are 10 people in this photo, including the people on. I'm just pointing it out. So Trump ended up, he endorsed Ryan for that. I don't even know why anybody would think that they could, because regardless of what you think about Paul Ryan, he has a lot of grassroots support in the state of Wisconsin. And I'll remind people, y'all think that you had it tough? You try being a grassroots person in Wisconsin. They actually were raided. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I suggest you go look up the Wisconsin John Doe raids. This really happened. People who were involved fighting the recall of Scott Walker and Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and we were up in Wisconsin quite a bit for this, to help folks with this. The Democrat people with the AG and all of this other stuff and people in the state government there, what they would do is they wouldn't even tell people why they were there, but they would have their homes raided at night. I'm sure that people are familiar with. I mean, if not, like I said, you need to go look it up. They raided their homes in the middle of the night. It was called Wisconsin's Shame because they had been active. Helping Walker and Clayfish. There were pre-dawn raids. Police would swarm homes, walking into sleeping children's room. David French had a really good write-up about this, and I heard a lot of this. So many Wisconsin folks were telling me about this. Wisconsin Supreme Court halted the investigation, too. These raids, they weren't, as French note, they weren't launched against hardened criminals, but they were launched against conservative activists. And the crimes they were accused of turned out to not be crimes at all. The hyperpartisan district attorney John Chisholm and his special prosecutor Francis Schmitz had launched a multi-county criminal investigation of First Amendment protected speech. And they wanted to know to the extent which grassroots individuals and groups had worked with Walker's campaign. and they went after him. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said, quote, the special prosecutor has disregarded the vital principle that in our nation and our state, political speech is a fundamental right and is afforded the highest level of protection. The special prosecutor's theories, rather than assuring the unfettered interchange of ideas for bringing about the political and social changes desired by the people, instead would assure that such political speech would be investigated with paramilitary-style home invasions conducted in the pre-dawn hours and then prosecuted and punished. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court slammed them. They slammed the district attorney, the DA, and his special prosecutor. Folks, I have a friend whose home and her husband woke up with searchlights in their home, and they had SWAT team members going into their kids' rooms, banging on the door. They almost their dogs were barking. They had to get their dogs out of the way so nothing happened. That's what the Democrat AG was doing to grassroots people in Wisconsin. So when I say, if you think you have it bad, you are one of these people in Wisconsin. Those activists, those voters have walked through hell and back. They fought off two recall elections. They had people tearing up the state capitol, threatening the lives of state lawmakers, raiding the homes of innocent Americans simply because they spoke out. So grassroots has been through it. And one of the things that voters and grassroots in Wisconsin, one of the things that they all agree on is that they like Paul Ryan. He has a great relationship with them. And apparently his influence was one of the things that helped get the Wisconsin Supreme Court going in their defense. That's what I am told by my friends who have been on the front line there for now 6 years. So they did not like the fact. I had a friend of mine who was on Facebook who was reeling over what she called the carpetbaggers coming into her state trying to switch out a candidate that they supported out of what she called petty political ridiculousness. And she didn't appreciate it. And it had a ton of comments on that from other activists all over Wisconsin. So if I were some of these politicians there thinking that you're going to go influence those people in Wisconsin, have you seen what they've been able to accomplish and what they've had to fight against? I'd probably take a second guess on doing that if I were y'all. I really would. Because those people won't play with you. They're not going to do it at all. Not going to do it at all. Let's go ahead and kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so this is Philadelphia tells residents to not swim in dumpster pools because you have to have, of course, you have to have special. State's got to get its money, guys. City's got to get its money. There was a neighborhood that rented a trash bin, and they filled it with a fire hydrant water and made it into a pool. It was for the Cedar Street block party. Organizers said they power washed the dumpster, lined the bottom with plywood and tarps, and cushioned the corners with pool noodles. But then the Department of Licenses and Inspections issued a statement saying that the city's not going to issue permits for this. And they said, we're not screwing around. That was actually apparently what they really said. This was Billy Penn, the news site there. It was a dumpster pool. And so the city said, no, you don't have the proper permit, so we're not going to allow you to do this. You must have a permit for everything. Apparently nowadays you even have to have a permit for a lemonade stand. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, you know, just there you go. That's insane. This is, let's see. Oh, this was horrific. I read this story when I was on the plane coming back from Atlanta. Daily Mail took place in Texas. 5 months pregnant, Kristen Guerrero. And her husband, she's 24, her husband is 21, or no, he's not 21, he's 26. Kristen Guerrero and her husband, Fabian Guerrero Moreno, they were getting ready to move into a new apartment. They were getting ready also for a gender reveal party for their unborn baby, because she's 5 months pregnant. On 5 a.m., though, the mother delivered a stillborn baby after she was severely injured in a collision with a suspected drunk driver that had just killed her husband. Shanna Elliott, 21, a student at Texas State University who should be shamed for the rest of her life, has been charged with 2 counts of felony intoxication manslaughter and 1 count of intoxication assault because she was in a bikini, drunk as a skunk, and plowed right into this couple's car. So her husband, Nicole Guerrero's husband, just died without, or Christian Guerrero's husband, excuse me, just died without realizing that he was having a son. They're newlyweds. They were just starting their lives together. And the 21-year-old drunk girl, Shanna Elliott, who is still in her bikini, had been drinking all day. She was floating down the river, drinking all day. And she was driving the opposite direction down Highway 21 in San Marcos when she drove right into oncoming traffic and collided with their car head on. And it killed him at the scene. And because of the injuries that the mom sustained, her baby died. Absolutely horrific. Now, she's been booked on those charges. And I just think that should be, the baby was counted as a life, which I think everybody, and she's got all these pictures apparently on her social media accounts in the club and drinking and all of that stuff. She has to live with the she just ruined a family. She ruined this woman's life, killed a child, and killed the child's dad. Unreal. You know what? Get an Uber or get a cab or better yet, you know, don't do that. My great grandparents were killed by a drunk driver. Car went the wrong way on a bridge and plowed right into them. So it's, you know, you people, I mean, and this is why I get so aggravated at Austin, because they outlawed Uber, and guess what? DUI citations have skyrocketed. Why? Because you got cab unions that get greedy. Well, then compete better. Because you're risking lives over your petty resistance not to. Shameful. Insane stuff. That was the one of the worst stories I've ever read. And I just could not get over that. Oh, my gosh. It's just so sad. Folks, stories like that, it's horrific. One of the things that that we have in our house is my Casper. I have a Casper mattress in my house. And we got one for our son. We ended up getting another for ourselves because the one for my son, we liked it so much that his mattress was the most comfortable mattress there. It was the most comfortable mattress in the house. And we're trying to figure out ways to like swindle him out of it. Time magazine named Casper one of the best inventions of 2015 because it's not a heat-trapping mattress. It's invented with two high-tech foams that make sure they guarantee you sleep cool and comfortable and you have all of the support that you need. The material is manufactured to allow air to circulate, so you're kept at a comfortable temperature. And Casper ships it to you for free in a box so small that you don't believe it holds a mattress. It makes it super simple to get it from your front door to your bedroom. And they let you try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper. Try yours in your own home for 100 nights free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code DANA50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, DANA50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
So now there is an independent candidate for president. His campaign apparently launched today. I have no idea how he would even pull off 5% of a vote. I don't. His name is Evan McMullen. He serves as the chief policy director for the House GOP. He has no name recognition. He's launching, and I'm just being completely objective here, he's launching an independent bid for the White House. His conservative candidacy could revive the opposition that I'm reading from NBC News, that anti-Trump Republicans have expressed toward their party's nominee. In a statement explaining why he decided to pursue the presidency, McMullen on Monday wrote that the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton is a, quote, corrupt career politician, and adds, while Republican contender Donald Trump, quote, appeals to the worst fears of Americans at a time we need unity, McMullen maintained that with the high stakes of the election, he could not afford to be a bystander. He's an independent. He apparently has some backing. He's never held elective office, never held elected office. He was an operations officer for the CIA from 1999 to 2010. He then worked in investment banking. He was an investment banking associate at Goldman Sachs for 3 years. In 2013, he assumed a senior advisor position for the GOP at the House of Representatives. And then for 2 years now, he's been the chief policy director for the House of GOP. So he attended Brigham Young University for his bachelor's. He got an MBA from the Wharton School. And so there are a number of deadlines because it is not easy to do a third-party bid. You have to go through, roll call has, for a number of states, the filing deadlines for independent have passed. Washington, Nevada, Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, North Carolina, West Virginia, Miami, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Georgia, Maryland, New Jersey, Vermont, Delaware, Massachusetts, and Maryland. Oh, and Florida. The deadline's passed. For Idaho, Oregon, California, Utah, Montana, Colorado, Minnesota, Iowa, Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, Ohio, Virginia, New York, Connecticut, and New Hampshire, the deadline's this month. And for North Dakota, Arizona, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Rhode Island, the deadline is next month in September. So I have no idea how he's even going to make this happen. We're going to talk about this when we come back. Keep it here.
Show.
Now what? That's the question chronic pain sufferers are asking. Following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's release of the first ever national guidelines designed to curb the alarming increase in prescription drug deaths. According to the latest statistics, a record high 28,647 deaths involving opioids were recorded in 2014. But here's the catch. Even though that's a 14% increase over the previous year, the CDC, for now, is only advising doctors to voluntarily stop prescribing the potentially addictive pills in most situations, and to instead look to alternative approaches. The most popular alternative for those suffering from musculoskeletal conditions like low back pain and neck pain? Chiropractic care. In fact, studies have shown that drug-free chiropractic care results in improved patient outcomes, higher satisfaction, and lower costs. Notes the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress's Sherry McAllister, it's heartening that the growing opioid epidemic is finally gaining attention. Learn more at www.f4cp.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisades Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table. resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I support and endorse our Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. And we may disagree on a couple of things, but mostly we agree, and we're going to get it done, and we're going to do a lot of wonderful things.
See, 80-20. That's how you do 80-20. He made a lot of Wisconsins happy, a lot of those Wisconsin activists I was telling you about that went through hell and back with the John Doe raids and the recalls and that. He made a lot of those people very happy when he did that. Don't forget, save the date, Friday, this Friday, in St. Louis with my affiliate 1260, The Answer. Very excited. I'll be in town, not only broadcasting in St. Louis, but I will also be there at Gander Mountain from 6 to 8 in Fenton signing books. I highly encourage you to get there early because we know that there are quite a few people who have already RSVP'd. Bring me your copy of Flyover Nation. Let me sign it. And it will be my last live book signing there and the last chance you get for me to personalize Flyover Nation for you on this book tour. So I'm really stoked. I'm looking forward to it. It's St. Louis. It's this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Gander Mountain in Fenton. I'll be there with my affiliate, 1260, The Answer, who I like a lot. It's a good fit. It works. I like them because they're younger and they're they're edgy, and I like that. And they get edginess. You know what I mean? You don't always have to walk a line, which I like. I like not walking a line. Producer Kane, walking a line's no fun. That's for squares.
Yeah, that's for squares.
It's a lot funner to not have that. So anyway, very much looking forward to it. Come out and see us. This is kind of a scary story. I have no idea what kind of island of Dr. Moreau insanity this is, but the NIH, a.k.a. the National Institute of Health, are looking to lift the ban on research funds for part human, part animal embryos. What? No, I don't think that that's...
Like mermaids? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. So, I don't... They said that they want to create... Hang on, let me pull this up. So the NIH, I mean, that would, yeah, it would be like chimeras. Or is it chimeras or chimeras?
I think it's chimeras.
Chimeras.
Chimera?
Chimera. Under certain carefully monitored conditions. They're imposing a moratorium. The NIH had imposed a moratorium on funding this because the ethical concerns. Yeah, I think it's no, let's not. And say we did. I mean, we've all seen, right? We've seen Frankenstein. We know how that happens. We know what happens.
Is there a market demand for this? I mean, is there?
Well, you can comment on it. It's at grants.nih.gov, but they just count on people not knowing how to do that. But you have, the public has 30 days to comment on the proposed policy. So they want to lift ban on research funds for part human, part animal embryos, which seems really weird.
Like, are they saying what the benefit?
This is the Obama administration.
They're saying what the benefit would be by doing this? Like, by lifting the ban, what would be the benefit for society? Because I'm sure they'd make that clear, right? They're trying to sell this, to sell the idea, trying to make their case.
Yeah.
So it would be, it would benefit society in what way?
Like, I mean, pig livers to keep humans alive when human donors aren't available.
We have pigs for that already.
Yeah.
So are we? Is it because we want a whole different type of zoo? Like, do we just want people? We just want these half animal, half people be on display? Like,
all I'm saying, like, if you were a person animal. Kane, wouldn't you want to be like a human eagle?
Yeah, okay. I can see that. That's epic. I want to be something epic. I don't
like
want to be...
fly.
I don't want to be a sloth.
Like an eagle. Till you're free. Fly like an eagle. Let your spirit carry you. I mean, it would be pretty... They say that... I know there are a lot of fears with it, because this is the government who is saying, now, guys, trust us, because we're not going to do nothing crazy here, you know? I mean, we're not going to make, like... an Ella human, which is like a half human, half elephant. We're not going to do that. We're not going to make, you know, like a human, fish human. We're not going to do that.
Is that what that is?
It's maybe. It's not going to be human? Like Jurassic Park, because we're the government. You can trust us.
So you can pick your spirit animal and just be that? Like, I don't know. I just don't see what the benefit is. I just don't see it yet.
I don't either. I mean, I'm totally fine growing an ear on a mouse. Like, that's great.
Yeah, and they've done that. The picture's weird.
Yeah, but, and I get that we have a lot of innovative advancements, but I'm just like, at what point do you draw the line? And then there are those who are advocating for it. They say, well, look, you could just have a couple of fail-safes in place to make sure that you don't create any of these, you know, chimera things and have it be like its own little sentient creature. Like, there's tons of stuff that you could do. Really? Because you trust the government to do that? The government is saying, hey, we want to mesh up humans and animals, but trust us, because we're not going to do nothing weird. That's what they're saying. They're like, trust us, it's totally fine. We're not going to do nothing super screwed up or weird. Really? The government that has used bureaucratic agencies to pursue people who disagree with them? The same government that screwed up Fast and Furious, the same government that let 4 Americans die in Benghazi, the same government that screwed up Iran, the same government that backed the dictatorship in Honduras, the same government that screwed up with Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, the same government that couldn't even spell reset in Russian correctly on a button it gave Russia. That government? Really? That one? That government.
Yeah.
Right? So... Kane, you made a very good point. Producer Kane, what was your point that
well,
you
I mean,
made?
If nature decided that a half human and a half animal was the way to go, like we would have already seen it. And obviously, I guess mermaids are that. Are mermaids real? I still don't know.
That's no.
Are they not?
Because like there would be, like Joe Francis would have found them, and there would have been like the right. Mergon Wild DVD already.
Envision them on Galapagos or something. But yeah, I mean, if nature decided that was a thing. Then it would have already happened. Why do we need to step in for these things? And what kind of benefit? I still don't see it. What benefit is it?
Yeah, I don't see it either. I mean, they say, so Stephen Ehrlich over at Life News had a really great piece on it discussing some of the problems ethically with this. And he doesn't, that's not a real photo that he used, but this is, it's this, because he already overturned the limits from the previous administration forcing all of us to fund embryonic stem cell research, right? Yeah, that's stem cells taken from babies. And don't sit here and talk to me about stem cell research, because my mother-in-law was cured of a very rare syndrome using adult stem cells. And those are actually more successful and more stable than embryonic stem cells, but I digress. They, in doing this, though, there was a bioethicist named Wesley Smith who warned people, Stephen Ehrlich notes, about letting scientists police themselves, because they really don't, a lot of the regard for ethics in human life are kind of just, well, they're just totally disregarded. And he writes, the real question is, when are we going to enforce the regulations with sharp teeth? Do we need to criminalize these experiments to get scientists to stop? Because when we say ban certain kinds of experiments, we are pejoratively labeled as anti-science, and that we should trust the scientists not to stray too far afield. Talk is cheap, and the truth is, I think many scientists oppose any permanent and meaningful restraints on themselves and each other. And if I'm right, society will have to forcefully take matters into its own hands. So they have, like, for instance, researchers have been messing around with this experiment that mixes human and pig cells to produce a hybrid embryo. And they're using them, according to University of California, they're using them as using pigs as biological incubators to grow human organs, right? So Walter Lowe, a professor at the University of Minnesota, said scientists hope to develop a method to grow various organs for transplant, including pancreas, hearts, livers, kidneys, lungs, corneas, etc., and that the cells would be taken from the patient needing an organ and used to grow an exact genetic copy of that in a pig embryo, and that would reduce the chance of a patient's body rejecting it. But sometimes they say, like, for instance, these hybrids have been the subject of experiments in the past. In Rochester, University of Rochester, they had implanted newborn mice with human cells to test brain activity involved with learning and memory. And they've conducted human-animal studies. So I don't trust the government with any of this.
I thought they already had gestating humans outside the body. Like, didn't they already have something?
It's going to be like the Matrix.
I know. It's weird, but I mean, if we're already having gestated human beings outside, why do we need to, I guess they don't want to have a whole human being just to harvest organs from, so they just harvest it from a pig? Like man-bear pig?
Yeah. Again, this is the government that was doing John Doe raids on conservatives in Wisconsin and gave a bunch of drug cartel members guns. And they want you to believe that, oh, we're totally fine. We're not going to do anything crazy. We're going to draw the line. I mean, we're totally not going to have man, bear, pig. That's not going to happen anymore. I just don't know. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I like to identify as a scientist and pretend to be one on television, but I just don't get that.
Well, as king of science, who I identify as,
exactly.
I like the idea of, hey, there's organs for people who need organs.
Mm.
But
yeah,
the reality of it is, right now, the human body does a wonderful job of repairing itself. So let's look at that, first of all, before we start creating these anomalies that could turn on us in some way.
Yeah, because we'll have the rise of the robots and man, bear, pig. They'll band together. I'm just saying. This third-party run, Evan McMullen, I was mentioning him earlier, he opened his bid for the White House today. And I was explaining to you all of the, I just don't see, because he's missed so many states where the deadline has already passed. I'm not even quite sure. I don't believe that it is as wide of a path as other people in believe. I mean, getting on the ballot is ridiculously unrealistic, because the deadline has passed in, like, what, 25, 26 states that have almost 300 electoral votes. And the most electoral votes a new candidate would need to get is 244, and you have to have 270 just to get the presidency. There's been reports that it's going to be well funded and that it already is well funded, but that doesn't get him past that. I mean, you have to have a massive ground operation in each of these states. He has zero name recognition. He has barely over 18,000 Twitter followers. He has no name recognition, this guy. Yes, he was with CIA, and he does all this policy stuff for the GOP right now, but he has no name recognition. I can't even imagine what kind of money you would have to spend in all of these states for ad buys just to even get a blip of name recognition. He is so far behind the game right now. It is such a long shot, and I don't know how much of a percentage he could get. I don't even know Because right now you have Gary Johnson, who's not really a libertarian but pretends to be, and Bill Weld is definitely not a libertarian, nor is he a Republican, who's also a big gun grabber and big gun control guy. I mean, look what he did in Massachusetts, by the way. They're not even at, what, they're at 11? Are they at 11% now? They were at 9. I think they got into double digits a couple days ago. They have to have 15% in polling to make it to the debate stage. And he's got way more name recognition than Evan McMullen. So I don't know if this is just like a safety net for people who couldn't vote for Trump or what it is. I'm not quite sure. But I just, the dude doesn't have a shot in Hades. Not a shot in Hades. He really doesn't. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have some Today in Stupidity. Don't go anywhere.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal phone company, whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to 2 phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Show.
The sound of my soul right now. Golly, there's so many aggravating. Like, it's like we want you to come in and talk about this topic, okay? Or we want you to, we need to do a pre-interview. We need to have you on tonight. Okay, that's great. What's the topic? It'll be real easy. It'll just be a quick 15-minute pre. I get that. What topic? It'll be 7 o'clock. Okay, what's the topic? Like, otherwise, we may not be able to make this happen. DanaRadio.com. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Make sure you check it out. I'm tired and aggravated. MSNBC was the one reaching out, by the way. Like, they were calling me when I was on air. It's like, hey, guys, the next time that happens, I'm going to take it on air. Note that, Kane. All producer right. Kane.
Okay.
The next time somebody decides to do that while I'm on air, I'm going to take it, and I'll put it on speaker so you all can hear, too.
Sure.
I'm like, come on. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Make sure you go and get a copy. And I'm excited that we're ending the event, the book tour event in St. Louis, because it is fitting. I'm excited. This book was really close to my heart. And if you haven't gone out and read it, you definitely need to, because it's a very good read and it's very personal. Some of my family that's in the book, maybe, or discussed, just some of the members of my family, I think they're going to be at the event on Friday. So it'll be a good time. So I hope you do come out and check it out, because it's going to be a lot of fun. This third party, and I've had a lot of people write me about this third party contender. Some people are trying to argue and say, look, you know, everybody has a chance. No, not really. Everybody doesn't. I'm not saying that to be rude, and I'm not saying that because I'm defeatist or anything of that nature. I'm saying it because, you know, I just, you cannot get into a race so late when you've had 26 states, a deadline has already passed for 26 of them. And another bunch of states have a deadline this month. And then next month, you have another bunch of deadlines. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work for someone that doesn't have, I mean, genuinely, any name recognition. And we hear that he's well-funded, this Evan McMullen. We hear he's well-funded. But, like, what do you mean by well-funded? Because you're going to need trillions of dollars at this point for ad buys, et cetera, you know, all of that. I don't quite understand how that's going to work. And I'm, like, open to seeing, I think everybody, you know, at one job that everybody has the right to go for, unless you're a felon, then, and you forfeit because you're in jail or whatever. I mean, I get it then. But at the same time, it's really late in the game. He's never held elected office before. He does GOP policy stuff. He's worked with the CIA. I get all of that. But the no name recognition is going to hurt him. I don't even see him getting above 5% of anything. That's even if he can get on the ballot. So we're going to watch this and see how this goes, but apparently he launched it today. It didn't seem like there was a lot of fanfare, or was there? I mean, Bill Kristol's out there just throwing a ticker tape parade. But not sure, you know, I just, I don't know. I just don't see how it's going to work. I don't see how that's going to work. I really don't. Anyway, well, we'll keep an eye on it, you know, just so you know. Dana on the Blaze tonight, 5 p.m. Central. And we're going to talk a little bit more of this. Leon Wolf with Red State's going to join me, and we're going to kind of toss this. I think we're going to be on differing opinions on this. Today in stupidity, what do we have?
Oh, Joy Reid. When you hear that name, what do you think?
Oh, nuts, unhinged,
yes.
Crazy.
Well,
yeah.
Apparently people are just too dumb to understand the complicated email scandal.
Oh, boy.
Of Hillary. So this is what she says here.
The blessing and the curse for Hillary Clinton is that the email story is complicated. So the curse for her is that trying to explain it, her answers are so detailed and complicated that when you're explaining, you're losing.
Sounds like a lawyer.
But it's also so complicated that when you talk to voters about it, they don't really get it. What they do understand is that they have Gmail, so that it doesn't sound like it's something criminal. So that when Donald Trump goes over the top and tries to say that it's something criminal.
It's only complicated if you don't understand what's happening and you can't explain it.
Yeah.
She had a server in somebody's bathroom, and she took emails off of a private secure server and put them on that server and shared them with a bunch of people. The hell's
That's
difficult to explain
so
about
complicated.
That. Good heavens, Joy Reid. All right, folks, I will be back with you tomorrow. Flyover Nation, get your copy and save the date, Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. in St. Louis. More details later this week.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Trying to turn the page after a tumultuous campaign stretch, Donald Trump unleashed a blistering attack Monday on Hillary Clinton's approach to the economy, while promising he would provide deep tax cuts and jolt the middle class back to prosperity.
This is what I want to do for our country. I want to jumpstart America, and it can be done, and it won't even be that hard.
Trump made his remarks at an economic speech in Detroit Monday. Meanwhile, at a town hall event in Sioux City, Vice Presidential nominee Mike Pence says GOP Presidential nominee Trump knows how to improve the economy.
When Donald Trump becomes President of the United States of America, he's going to fight to cut taxes, roll back regulation, repeal Obamacare, and get this economy moving again.
In St. Petersburg, Florida, Hillary Clinton, who will herself unveil her economic plans in a speech in Detroit Thursday, says Trump's new plan is a lot like the old one, great for the super rich, but not so much for everybody else.
The same old siren song. And why they haven't learned, we are not interested in economic plans that only help the top 1%. It's time we helped everybody else in America get ahead and stay ahead.
Three people, the oldest being 16 years old, fell about 35 feet from a Ferris wheel at a county fairground in eastern Tennessee Monday night. All three were taken to the hospital. The police say they're responsive and answering questions. No word on exactly what happened to make them fall. An Alabama judicial panel refusing to dismiss an ethics complaint against state Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore. The Alabama Court of Judiciary says Moore will go to trial in September on accusations that he urged 68 probate judges to defy the federal courts on so-called same-sex marriage. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Imagine someone stealing your home without even breaking in. Think it's not possible? Think again. Have you or your aging parents already fallen victim to deed fraud, known as house stealing? The FBI is calling house stealing the fastest growing white-collar crime in America. The scariest part, most people have no idea their home title was transferred, often to a person the homeowner knows and trusts, like a caregiver or family member. Now, there is a fraud alert service where homeowners and their loved ones can check risk-free that they're not already a victim. It's called HomeTitleLock.com, and it also alerts you if someone may be trying to scam you out of your home. Try Home Title Lock Monitoring risk-free today and receive your home's title history, a $59 value, absolutely free. Deep fraud is increasingly targeting seniors. Protect your biggest asset and don't lose your family home forever. To make sure you're not already a victim, go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
The family of a Muslim boy who was arrested after bringing a homemade clock to an Irving, Texas school filed a federal lawsuit Monday against school officials and others, saying the incident violated the 14-year-old boy's civil rights.
The basis for the lawsuit are the violation of the civil rights of Ahmed Muhammad, an American citizen.
Attorney Susan Hutchinson says the incident also prompted death threats and forced the family to leave the United States.
The only remedy, the only justice we have in our American legal system is money. So we are suing for justice.
The teen was arrested at his suburban Dallas high school in September and charged with having a hoax bomb. He said he brought the homemade digital clock to school to show his English teacher. In November, the family asked the district and city to pay $15 million or else face a suit. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Over five dozen people were killed, dozens more injured in an attack outside a government-run hospital in Pakistan Monday. The bomber struck after a prominent lawyer was killed earlier in the day, and about 100 colleagues went to the hospital to collect his body.
While the lawyers were taking the body out, a suicide bomber exploded his explosive waste, killing about 67 people.
Correspondent Zarar Khan.
This just happened at the civil hospital of the southwestern city of Quetta, which is the provincial capital of Balochistan. It has seen low-intensity insurgency. So many factors are involved, but a faction of Taliban militants has claimed responsibility for this attack.
A hospital supported by Doctors Without Borders and specializing in pediatrics in rebel-held northern Syrian province of Idlib has been destroyed in a series of air attacks over the weekend. 13 people were killed, including four staff and five children. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Call Johnny and the telephone line is the number you dial. Any old time, 844-4JB-SHOW.
Whoa, you better call Johnny.
Johnny and Buzz, love to hear from you. Pick up your phone, easy to do. 844-4JB-SHOW.
Whoa, you better call
this
Johnny.
Is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Buzzkill, you could become the president. Do you want that job?
I don't even want to be the program.
No.
Talk unhinged.
So we start the day with some bad news, as far as I'm concerned. John Hinckley Jr., the last man to shoot an American president, will now get to live in a house overlooking the 13th hole of a golf course in a gated community. John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to shoot the president decades ago, 35 years ago, I believe it was. He has been granted his freedom. On the line, Principal Assistant U.S. Attorney during the prosecution of John Hinckley Jr., Joseph DeGenova.
Did I say that name correctly, Joseph? I got an Italian family, and yet I cannot pronounce the name.
It's DeGeneva.
DeGeneva.
Yep.
Joseph DeGeneva.
Yeah, all right.
This has got to, since you worked actively in the prosecution of Hinckley, and the judge has granted Hinckley his freedom. Is it 35 years ago, Joseph?
1981, 35.
Oh, my Lord. So Hinckley shoots the president outside the Washington Hilton in 1981, and now he is free, and he is free for what reason?
Well, I actually know this judge. I actually was an assistant U.S. attorney with him before he became a judge. He's a very fine judge, and his hands are tied, regrettably, by a law which Congress enacted involving these types of mental commitments, and I recommended that Congress amend these laws many, many years ago, and they have not done so, and it's regrettable. But what happened here is the judge, based upon reports from the psychiatric hospital, St. Elizabeth's, and from outside psychiatrists, they were unanimous in their belief that John Hinckley should be allowed to leave St. Elizabeth's and live permanently in what they call convalescent leave at his mother's home in Williamsburg, Virginia, where he will be subject to regular psychiatric treatment while down there and a monthly trip back to Washington for more psychiatric treatment and monitoring by doctors down there. Of course, the Secret Service will obviously have to maintain a detail to watch him for obvious reasons.
Wait. He goes to live with, I want to be clear. So, Joseph, he gets to live with his mother, and that is in Williamsburg.
Right.
And that is a gated community. I saw a little piece on Inside Edition, showed the home, the area, just beautiful,
right.
Couldn't be prettier.
Mm-hmm.
He lives with his mom, and you say the Secret Service must still continue to watch him. If they have to continue to watch him, why are they letting him out?
Well, unfortunately, the Secret Service doesn't have anything to do with the decision to let him out, but they do have a lot to do with protecting any president and former president. And so long as Hinckley is alive and has had a history of the type of mental problems that he had and he tried to assassinate a president, he will be subject to surveillance by the Secret Service. So you and I are going to continue to pay for not only whatever public psychiatric treatment he receives from St. Elizabeth's Hospital, but also for the monitoring of him by the Secret Service. This could have all been prevented, by the way, if Congress had done what I suggested,
right,
which is enact legislation to permanently confine him in light of the fact that he tried to nullify an election with a bullet. But Congress chose to ignore this issue, as they have on many occasions. And by the way, I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republican Congresses, which have had control of this issue for years, both houses, and who have been asleep at the wheel, not only on this issue, but many. But another terrible disappointment of a Republican Congress, and it's why we have Trump.
It's just hard to believe when you think about it, Joseph. It's hard to believe that a guy could shoot a president, kill him or not. He ruined a lot of people's lives, kill him or not, and be released from anywhere. It doesn't make sense. Released to his mother. Now, let me be clear. It's not just released to his mother. Let me see if I'm correct in this. I'm going to read something. You tell me if this is what you've heard. He can take long walks along tree-lined paths. Wait, let's put some music behind it. John Hinckley Jr. can take long walks along tree-lined paths, play guitar, he paints, grabs fast food at Wendy's. He can drive around town in a silver Toyota Avalon, a car that wouldn't attract a second glance. And he has been doing this, and he will be doing it for the rest of his life. Is that all true?
Absolutely.
Ay, ay, ay. Unbelievable. It doesn't make a bit of sense. Okay, let me see what else is true, since you were the prosecutor, the chief man that dealt with this during the John Hinckley Jr. trial. He's barred from talking to reporters or sharing his artwork, photographs, or music. Is that real?
Correct.
So, okay, what is that? So he can't get on the internet? He just has to stay at home?
He will have internet access, but it will be monitored.
Okay. He must give all of his information, his mobile phone, his email account. He's got to give all of that info to who? Who's controlling that?
The hospital, the Secret Service, the prosecutors, his own lawyers, and the doctors that are treating him.
Okay. Earlier we heard that he has to live with his mother, but after 1 year, John Hinckley Jr. Is free to go and live wherever he wants, Joseph.
That is correct.
Wherever he wants.
That is correct.
He can move to any place he wants, in any neighborhood he wants. Hey, aren't you the guy that shot Reagan? Yes,
yeah,
I am.
My guess is that notwithstanding the right to do that, I don't believe that he will do that.
Right.
I think certainly him and his other members of his family would realize that that would be a potentially dangerous situation for him. I've always thought that, regrettable as it may be, someone might try to do something to him in light of what he tried to do to the president.
Right. Okay. Once you're, you know, okay. Couldn't he have been ruled guilty by reason of insanity right in the very beginning of this trial when you were doing
it? No, that verdict did not exist at the time.
Well, I want to be, that verdict guilty by reason of insanity did not exist in 1981 when he shot the president?
It did not. It was guilty or not guilty by reason of insanity. Not guilty by reason of insanity. Some states have adopted laws having the guilty by reason of insanity verdict and thus allowing permanent incarceration and other things. The District of Columbia did not have that law. That law was enacted by Congress, by the way. The law of the District of Columbia at that time was all adopted by Congress.
Okay. Well, okay. Then how can judges, psychiatrists, all these doctors, they say, well, he's no longer a threat to society, yet they're watching him like a hawk. Can they? Who could say that they're no longer a threat to society?
Unfortunately, we have laws like the one in the District of Columbia, which give that authority to public health officials and psychiatrists, both private and public psychiatrists, to make those judgments and render those opinions for courts of law. And that's exactly what happened here. And the statute says that the judge, in the absence of countervailing evidence, has to follow that evidence. He doesn't have any choice.
Unbelievable. Does he wear an electronic monitoring device?
He will not be wearing an electronic monitoring device.
Tracy Morgan had to wear an electronic monitoring device. What? This guy shot the president.
The reasons for all of this are in the judge's opinion. I haven't finished the 103-page opinion. I did read the full order. And again, this isn't the judge's fault. This is the law. This is the fault of the law. And the law should have been changed, and it wasn't. This could have all been done and taken care of, but Congress didn't do it. And the answer is the judge did the most that he could do.
Hold on, Gino, you're talking to Gino Giovannutti, you're talking to Joseph DeGenova, the Washington, D.C. prosecutor with U.S. attorney during the John Inkley Jr. trial. Did I say it right that time, Joseph?
You got it.
Right on.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good.
I have one question for you. I read where in that when Brady died in 2014, James Brady, that they declared it death by homicide. And I don't understand why, with that ruling, that more severe restrictions wouldn't be imposed on Hinckley.
Well, the reason was that when that was done by the medical examiner in the district, it was actually the medical examiner in Virginia. The problem was that the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia decided that because the death was so attenuated from the actual event that they could not prove a homicide, and therefore they decided not to proceed with a homicide case.
Okay, I understand.
All right, there you go. All right, so this is when you heard the news today. Joseph, as you spent a lot of time trying to prosecute John Hinckley Jr., what did you think to yourself? This is it. This is done. That's it. That's the way it's really going to happen. He's going to move.
Oh, yeah. No. I have expected this for some time, given the way the case has gone over the last 4 or 5 years, with him being granted leave regularly to visit in Williamsburg. This was inevitably going to happen.
Right. He was. I had read that he took his mother to Ruby Tuesdays or whatever you call that restaurant.
Yeah.
He would take for drives, went to music shows,
right.
Went to Starbucks, went to Subway. He had a platonic female friend. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Well, he's living the life, if you ask me.
Well, for somebody who tried to kill a president, wounded 3 other people severely, changed the life of James Brady, I would say he's had a pretty good life, and may God have mercy on his soul.
Right on, man. Well, that's it. That's the end of it. 1 year after that, he's not going to be able to talk to... No one will be able to. Media won't be able to do... I'm doing the interview now. I'm Oprah with John Hinckley Jr. There will be no interview like that.
That would vitiate the judge's order and put him back in St. Elizabeth's.
Okay. No contact with media. No contact with Jodie Foster.
No.
No contact with anyone. Joseph, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry we had to talk about this. Thank you very much for your time.
You bet.
Joseph DeGenova, Washington, D.C., Principal Assistant U.S. Attorney during the prosecution of John Hinckley Jr. Hinckley's out, and he will be having a real fine time as he walks around the golf course, visits the music sites, takes his mom to lunch, grabs his guitar, and lies around on the sidewalk. Driving in his silver Toyota Avalon, John Hinckley Jr. has been granted his freedom. decades after he shot President Ronald Reagan.
It's Johnny B.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-through worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMAT. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American made.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up, have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the greatest show on earth.
844-4JB-SHOW. If all the whole thing blows up, technically, we don't know what's going on up in here. John Hinckley Jr. is out. He gets to live with his mommy. Then he gets to drive her around. Then he does not get to talk to Jodie Foster, a.k.a. Nell, the greatest movie Jodie Foster ever did. But I'm sure the media will be all over Jodie Foster today asking her opinion about that. That's how she should answer, just like now. Don't even answer her. Jodie Foster, what do you think of John Hinckley Jr.? We know he was stalking you. What do you think about him being released to spend the rest of his life driving around in his Toyota and having fun?
I knew it.
Yeah. Nell, the greatest movie ever made ever. Nell, that's how she should answer any questions. But, you know, he has a release. He'll spend time with his mother, Jody, and then he will be able to go wherever he wants in the United States. What if he were to move into a neighborhood with you? Oh, yeah, sure. That would be funny,
wouldn't it? If I don't go, got okay. Hands to come. Right. Where long gone white.
How did I ever even watch the whole movie?
I like it when she gets thoughtful.
Yeah, here's Jodie Foster, a.k.a. Nell. And if you think there's any doctoring, people who do not know the movie Nell, if you think there's any doctoring going on here audio-wise, watch the movie Nell. She grows up. She's born in a swamp. I don't know what it was. She's raised by dogs. Right. And she doesn't have a language until Liam Neeson comes in. I believe he's in the picture of this.
Yeah.
Once again, the script supervisor on this movie.
Can we get another take with Johnny? Yeah, where did she leave off?
So the script supervisor has to follow the script, right?
Need, mean, right? You need the continuity guy.
Right. Who's the where did Jodie Foster, a.k.a. Nell, leave off, script supervisor? I don't know. She was. It sounded to me they were something like yunk. I don't know. Let me look back at the playback for a second. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to be able to follow that. Greatest movie ever. The man that tried to impress her by shooting President Reagan, John Hinckley Jr., is out. Nell, so that's a pick for you to watch. If you're going to the Bourne Identity film, starring this one, of course, Matt Damon, you want to... Hold on a minute, let me get...
Well, I finished up all three movies.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, last night I finished them.
Wait. You want? Because I have like the Bourne Identity, you know, DVD stack.
Right.
I never went to it. I have it still in the wrapper.
They're so good. I mean, and really, you want to watch them just one after the other. I mean, they're perfectly placed.
Okay, I cannot find my list, but of all the movies. But here's the thing. Here is Matt Damon recapping all of the Bourne Identity films.
Are you sure?
No, that's what he says. He all recaps right. his all movies right. in 90 seconds. Right. Okay, you ready? Yeah. Okay, listen carefully. Don't stop me till it's done, though. Let's let everybody right. hear it as it is and then make a note and say, here's what he left off.
Right.
Matt Damon recapping the entire Bourne Identity run, all films.
Okay, you want to know what you need to know before heading to see Jason Bourne? Here goes.
The whole thing starts with me floating in the Mediterranean, shot up with no memory. But there's a bank code in my hip, and boom, I'm in Zurich pulling spy stuff out of a safety deposit box. The bad guys at this secret government project called Treadstone know I'm alive now, so I pay a German girl named Marie $20,000 to drive me to Paris, where I beat up an assassin with a pen. Then he jumps out the window. That's on him. You all saw it. After an awesome car chase, we drive to the French countryside. I blast Clive Owen with a shotgun, then use his phone to tell Chris Cooper that I quit. But he's not having it, so I have to go back to Paris, get in the shootout, jump down a stairwell, and limp away. Brian Cox has Chris Cooper killed, and I wind up at a beachfront scooter shop with Marie. Happily ever after. Only then, 2 years later, we're hiding out in India when this Russian frames me for murder and kills Marie. I'm super pissed. I make my way up to Berlin via Naples and Munich to tell Joan Allen that I'm innocent. I do, however, remember killing a Russian politician back in my Treadstone days, but I get Brian Cox to confess to being behind it. Wicked clever. I run over to Moscow to tell the daughter of the politician I killed her parents just after getting revenge on the dude who murdered Marie, because Bourne doesn't forget. But it turns out Treadstone is nothing compared to Blackbriar. I go from London to Madrid to meet a CIA informant, but he's already hauled ass to Tangier and is blown up. I choke the assassin in another epic close quarters fistfight, then go to New York to blow the lid off Blackbriar. After stealing files, I confront Albert Finney, give Joan Allen the Blackbriar dirt, and leap off a roof into the river where I'm left for dead. That ought to do it. Now you're ready to see Jason Bourne in theaters July 29th.
There it is!
Yeah, it's all there.
It is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you like the all of the movies now?
Yeah, Neil.
Right. Okay. Sorry to keep bugging you. Do you think that Jeremy Renner's movie was as good as any of the Matt Damon movies?
Where it now gone right?
Could you actually now sing a little song for us as we go into a break?
Listen.
There you go. Calm down. Calm down. That's very good, little Nell.
It's Johnny B.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there for the ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements luau patio party. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Off president. And they, a president. And put Harriet Tubman on.
They should put just a half a portrait of a woman on one side of the bill, since they end up with half of our money anyway.
Talk radio. Unhinged.
You see why Gino's the perfect candidate for $1 million matchmaker? He's got the thing about women. He really does. I don't think he likes them all that much.
In US&A, if you want to marry a girl, you cannot just go to her father's house and swap her for 15 gallons of insecticide. Before American woman will allow you in her vagina, you must do something called dating.
Yeah, that's right. You have to do something called dating. How was your conference call? How are you, girl?
Good.
Great to meet you, man.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thank you.
It's fascinating studying humanity. It really is. It really is. $1 million matchmaker, here she is.
Welcome to the Millionaires Club. I'm Patty Sanger, and I'm a third-generation matchmaker who knows how to find love. I've upped my game and taken over an exclusive resort.
This is so nice.
Where I can watch my clients' every move and give them hard truths and much-needed love lessons.
If I can't fix you up, who can?
Yeah, right.
My goal is simple. Find them love.
Another match for the Millionaires.
I am the $1 million matchmaker.
Let's get to work.
Let's get to work, Patty Stanger.
What Hi.
Up? How you doing? $1 million matchmaker. Let me get the plugs in. $1 million matchmaker airs every Friday on WeTV. She's also going to co-executive produce a new show for WeTV, Love, Inc., a docuseries about unconventional Chicago family running an acclaimed matchmaking service, PattyKnows.com. Patty with an I, by the way.
Hi.
Patty Knows. That would be, this concept of the show, I saw the first one, it'd be my worst nightmare.
Oh, well, you know.
You can't imagine.
Yeah, but they're coming to Harrah's, which is like a VIP high-end San Diego resort in the mountains.
Right.
You know, Lazy River Spa, the whole enchilada. So they don't really know what's going to hit them.
So let me be clear. You have taken over Harrah's, the 21st floor.
Yes.
And you set these people up like you did on the other show.
Yeah.
But now, once you've let them into the world, we get to see what they're doing and you get to see what they're doing.
Yeah, it's not a mixer situation. You know, Millionaire Matchmaker, Bravo, they did a great job. This is a different kind of show. This is more like the toughest cases. We all have a family member who's single and always single and can't get their love life right. So we take these cases. They're celebrities and non-celebrities. In fact, we have Ashley I from The Bachelor. We've had Fair Abraham. And we're going to have Ohani, J-Lo's ex. her first husband, talk about his experience, how he never got over J-Lo. So everybody's got some shtick, you know, that they can't break. And my job is to break them of their bad behavior.
Let me see if I've got this correct, though, Patty. So you, how do you find these people? Do
they come to you?
Do you go looking for them?
And, you know, celebrities come to us all the time asking me to fix them up. But they also come to me through casting. We obviously, it's a TV show. We have a casting agency.
Sure.
But then I also have clients that call me, and we go through a process. Who would act? You know, it can't just be a person that I want to fix. It has to also be TV relatable. And you have to understand that, you know, there's a whole machine behind these television shows,
right,
just like they're on radio shows.
Sure.
So it's got to be producible.
Yeah, so in other words, we've got to want to watch these people
either implode, or...
It's very entertaining, really. It is.
It's just like Housewives. When you watch Housewives, you are attached to your favorite housewife, and you want to watch her story unfold. Well, we only have 42 minutes to introduce you to a brand new character every single week, and it's Friday at 9 p.m. for those in Chicago. And the thing is, it's not an easy thing because in 42 minutes, which is a week at the resort, I must get them their love life set.
Wait. You take a week and whittle it down to 42 minutes. I can't imagine it.
Yes.
I can't imagine it. Okay, so these people, and now we call it $1 million matchmaker.
Yes, it's $1 million matchmaker. It's not millionaire matchmaker.
Do they have to be, do the guys you get, wait, are the women,
yes,
women aren't
they're
millionaires.
They're all millionaires.
Men and women?
Except celebrities, which, you know, are relative. But
we
they're
just
all
assume celebrities are millionaires, though. That's the way that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we assume they, anyone who's on television, you think, oh, they've got to be loaded.
But, you know, we have a new show coming on Wii next year in 2017, and I produce the show with a family of friends that I work with that are the number one Chicago matchmaker. They're just a crazy, kooky family. It's called Love Biz. If anybody wants to go,
it's called Love Inc.
Love Inc. is the show.
Yeah.
Love Biz is the company. That company. If anybody's looking for a matchmaker locally other than me, you can go to Love Biz, and you don't have to be a millionaire because Lisa, who's the head matchmaker there of the family, it's basically, you know, regular Joe's. So everybody says, do you do the Thousandaire Club in Chicago? We're going to do that. We're going to take you by storm. And it's a crazy family, and Lisa and Jim are married, and their best friend is the office manager, and she had an affair with Jim. Broke up their marriage, and they all three got married to three different people, and they still, to this day, run this company. At the end of the day, they're still a family.
Do women still look down upon a woman who goes out with a married man?
I think it's both ways. I think it's men to men and women to women. I don't think it's anybody.
I don't know how we got talking about it, but isn't it like it takes two to tango?
Right, it takes
someone
two to
has
tango.
To say
but
yes
Lisa,
to it.
Lisa kind of made a mistake because she invited it in, which is a twist to the storyline, which I'm not going to give away until you watch the show because you're going to be blown away. And the problem is that, you know, dating and mating and loving after a while in marriage, 25 years down the road, people get freaking bored.
Right.
And they kind of want excitement.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it can lead to dangerous waters.
So then what happens? So once it leads to the dangerous, what, do you have any of those people in the show?
Do we have any swinger kind of people? You know what? I don't really have one this season like that. I can't say that for sure.
I don't think I
Unless they're doing fetish things behind my back. I mean, this week, we have Jason, who's corporate dropped a gorgeous 6'3" guy that you saw on the street. You'd be like, oh, my God, he's gorgeous. He's from Dallas. And Neon Hitch, which is Amy Winehouse's protege. She was studying under Amy Winehouse, a very famous singer for those who want to go online and look it on iTunes. And there's a twist between the two of them that happens this week.
So how does a guy like that not find love? Why does he need Patty Stanger? Why does he need $1 million
matchmaker? Well, it's not that they can't find love.
They want to find the right one. They want to whittle it down.
So they want me to be like the private investigator on the case, and they want me to recruit and scan and vet everyone, and they make a wish list to the floor.
Right.
So it's time consuming. If you can go on the apps today, it would take days and days and weeks and weeks.
This is fast. You are faster than the apps themselves.
That's
the
correct.
Dating apps themselves.
Well, we're vetting them, so we don't waste any time. And so if it's not on your wish list, we don't give it to you.
I mean,
I'm known for doing that, and then I usually give you what you want, and then you go, you don't want it anymore, and then I go, okay, now let's get to Jesus, you know, like that kind of thing.
Patty, come to Jesus time. But here's the thing. Now, this would be anyone sitting out there, whether you're a guy, whether you're a girl, whatever you are, for me to sit there in a room. Now, first of all, here's the bad part. I got to get past you, Patty Stanger.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get past you. I don't like that part. So once you've vetted me and you say I'm okay, now I get to sit back and I get to go to a place and just have look at all of these women you've also vetted.
Uh-huh.
That means they're the top, the creme de la creme of
right.
hot women.
But it's creme de la creme hot women of what you want.
What I'm looking
like,
for.
Like, not everybody wants the same thing.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, everybody's got a different type of take and a delicacy that they like.
I can't imagine. That seems like a smorgasbord of a good time.
I mean, sure it is, but that's the problem. You know, what happens is you get too many choices. Sometimes you can't choose.
Right.
And then the other thing is, you know, you're paying me a lot of money, so you expect me to, you know, deliver. And I do. I've had 99% success rate. Off
yeah.
camera, guys, you know, sometimes the ratings go better when there's train wrecks versus
right.
their matches. So you got to think about this TV show at the end of the day. But the good part about it is it's real. Everything's happening real time. I meet the client when you do. I know nothing about them.
Yeah.
So that is a true story. And I'm going through the process just like you. And there's been two throwouts on the show that's coming up. Derek.
Throwouts meaning?
Throwouts, yeah.
Yeah, gay, listen to me.
Yeah, in other words, like.
You're jacking with me. You're lying to me. Get out of here. Right.
Out of the club.
Yeah.
Right. You're fired.
You shock yourself because you don't
like
give
that.
People a chance.
I
can't fix you up. Who the f***?
I
love the who the
I mean, to me, I saw some review said you're like you're helping people find true love. Patty Stanger, Million Dollar Matchmaker, all the subtlety of a blowtorch.
Yes, I don't have any subtlety. I'm from Jersey.
But sometimes you're subtle and sometimes you're nice. But what, that's what I think. I think the, what and I sense this from the show. People don't hear honesty.
No.
You just give it to
no,
them.
No, I don't have time.
Yeah,
it's
you,
like,
yeah,
in the
move,
real
right,
world,
right, right.
you're paying me over $100,000.
What?
Yes, sometimes
look
45 to
you.
$100,000. And you're getting a year of my time, and I'm moving. Usually by the third girl you meet is the one, or the third guy you meet is the one. And we do have millionaires, and we do have gay millionaires. So we have everybody.
Yeah, you had the guy
right.
the other night, the
right.
guy.
Right, so we have all different kinds of people. You know,
right.
once in a while we're lucky we'll get a lesbian, a chupacabra. Which
once in a while
it's
we're
a,
lucky.
That's the hardest right. thing to find. You know, I just got to contact U-Haul, you know.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that these people come to me, and they want it yesterday. And they're really upset because they're aging. And love has not happened for them.
Okay, and you'll tell them why you believe it hasn't happened, or is it just because it's very difficult to find people? You got to go out and look for people.
No, it's an energy you're sending. It's 9 times out of 10, it's a psychic energy that you're.
Well, why do they have
off.
To find someone? Maybe they don't want to find anyone.
No,
maybe
no.
They just
usually they're coming to me desperate.
Because they want
they're
to.
They're desperate. Yeah, they
yeah.
want love, and they don't understand. They've got money, they've got health, they've got family, and they have no one to share their life with. And on the Christmas and on the holidays, on Thanksgiving and Easter and all these great holidays, they're lonely.
So
and
that's why
everyone,
you need the love.
And then they realize at the end of the day they're aging.
Right.
So they're facing their own immortality.
That okay, but then are the guys? Maybe these are the throwouts you're talking about. That just come in and go. Yeah, really. Oh my God.
No, the throwouts are real. Douche.
I just want, but you know, you want to just
Derek
see a bunch
douche,
of women,
but
right?
He,
yeah,
he,
you know.
But Derek has an amazing twist in the story that happened, and it was
yeah.
a true thing that happened. And Sonia is, you know, resting B face, as we like to call her. You know. I won't,
resting bee face.
I won't say that the word on
radio. On one show I saw you made a girl break up with a guy on the speakerphone.
Yes, that was Annalisa.
She said, go break up.
She was dating two guys at once, and one she liked more, but she knew it wasn't her husband. And they said, if you don't get rid of
the
time waster who's taking up space, the husband can't come in.
Yeah, hello, Patty Stanger told me to call you. I hate you. Bye. Have a good day.
Uh-huh. And she's like crying. And I like when she cries.
And she called him on the phone. I mean, like, you know what's really funny?
Yeah.
Somebody was watching the new Tony Robbins, I'm Not Your Guru. And they said, oh, my God, he used one of your techniques. I've been doing that for years.
What is the technique?
Which is you get on the phone or you show up to the person's house and you break up with them in order to start dating. And I've done that for, like, over 35 years.
Go back to the
my
technique.
Grandmother,
what's the technique?
The technique is when you're dating someone you know is not the one.
Right.
Girl, guy, straight, gay,
just
pink polka
there.
Dot. It doesn't matter. You must officially break up with them if you want true love and the one. You can't have a time waster, a seat filler, if you will.
Right.
So Tony Robbins had somebody do that in the movie. I haven't seen it yet, so I got to watch it. But that's my technique. And my grandmother used to do that with all the old, you know, all her friends back in Jersey in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. She'd say, look, you're wasting space. Get rid of the space.
You know what? Whether say I see why Tony Robbins does it too, because you can also apply that to anything. You got you don't like something in your life, cut it. But get to the source.
Right.
Don't drag
but
it on. Cut
like
it.
But he's sitting there
right.
and he's and so what I did is I sat with her. I wanted her
and
not
you made
to lie.
Him call.
And
it was
I made
weird.
Him, and I heard. I said, okay, this is
do
what we're
going
to do it, and I want to hear you, and I'm not going to. You're not going to go text him and say that
right.
was a lie afterwards. And she kept the space clear. Annalisa did a great job.
Yeah, it was weird how I fixed it. How she was crying. It was just like.
Because she didn't. She
cried weird.
Because everybody wants the backup boy and girl. because it makes them feel safe. But right. It doesn't bring true love. It just delays the process.
Maybe the guy didn't care if he was the backup.
I think the guy, it didn't even matter if the guy cared. It mattered whether or not guy wouldn't come into a triangle. A new guy wouldn't be interested in a woman in a triangle.
Let me be clear, though. So on Million Dollar Matchmaker, Patty Stanger's here. It's on WeTV. PattyKnows.com is the website. Check that. Friday's on WeTV.
Yeah.
It's a very entertaining show. There's no doubt about it. To watch humanity like this. But are they, okay, we know that they're millionaires. What about gold diggers?
There's male, female, straight, gay, doesn't matter. There are gold diggers everywhere.
Gold diggers are gold diggers.
Yeah, but gold diggers are obvious.
Right.
Gucci, Fendi, Prada, where do you vacation, where do you drive, where do you live? And they're materialistic, and that's all they talk about. And then they try to, hustle you. You know, it's funny, I had a date with a gold digger 3 days ago. And he was a guy that I knew, and he was hustling me for
client. But you knew it was a gold digger.
Well,
because of what?
Minutes into the conversation, he asked me for my 40 million plus clients for his real estate deals. And I was like, okay, this is really cool. Thank you so much for sharing and playing this game. But I don't mix, business and romance together.
Yeah, you know what's weird, Patty? Whenever I hear a guy, whether it's a guy, we're not dating, whatever. When you hear a guy or anybody say, I got to get my Mercedes. It's outside. Would they name their car or they say their car? Hey, you know what? Hey, how many square feet is your house? They'll ask me. Hey, Johnny.
But that's because
Why are you asking me?
Their apparatus is very small.
Maybe.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Yeah, what's your name, lady?
I'm a hot-blooded babe, and they call me Pumpkin Crotch.
Pumpkin Crotch. If that was the name of a woman, would you allow... What did she say?
I'm
a hot-blooded babe, and they call me Pumpkin Crotch.
Would you allow a woman like that onto the show?
It depends, sure.
Pumpkin Crotch.
I've let porn stars on. What's going to change that?
Well, you're right. Wait. Let's give some quick advice, some dating tips to people. Tell me if you've given this advice or not. Something about women who are looking for men, they got to know where they're going to be hunting.
Yes.
In other words, if you're going to hunt for a guy, you want to hunt.
No,
you
actually are not hunting. You're attracting.
They're hunting.
Men are hunting. Yeah. You're attracting. Attracting means do very, very little, but smell good. Sit back and relax and let them come to you.
And watch them go.
Now, women go, oh, men don't do that. It's true. It's a really rough time. It's a climate change.
Men don't do what, Patty? Men don't do what?
Well, men don't hunt anymore because when women started making money and there were more women in college than there are men, they're like, well, you take care of everything. And then we got another job editorial list that we don't need. So what happens is it will take time, but eventually 1 out of 1,000 hunters will show up. That's your type.
Hunters. Okay, so
hunters.
You tell women, go to where the hunters are.
Yeah, yes. If you want successful, rich, good-looking men, I teach where to go. I mean,
tell the women out there where to go, right? Where are they hunting the men?
First place is where there's meat, there are men. It's true, and he's laughing because he knows I'm right.
Where there's meat, like a steakhouse.
Okay, so we have the Viagra Triangle. Everybody knows in Chicago.
Sure.
So, you got your Maestros, you got your Gibsons, you got all those places. Okay, that's cool. So if you get there 4:45, make friends with the bartender, bring something that is not usually seen anymore. We read on our phones.
Right.
Bring a book. New York Times, bestseller. That's like kind of unisex that he'll want to talk about. He won't be embarrassed to talk about. Don't read about menopause or something.
Yeah, how to join the Moonies.
Right. Read something that he would be like, I heard that book's a really good book. And that'll open the conversation. If the game is on and you're a sports freak and you can talk men's language, better know how to talk. If you don't, go, Cubs are playing, Bears are playing. What's the score? I don't know. What did that mean when that just happened when he did that touchdown? What does that mean? Like, be Stupid Sally sometimes.
Right.
Because what's going to happen
women,
is he
Matt,
likes to
be
rescued.
You just said that, be Stupid Sally, so you could commit. Yes. Women are saying, Patty, stay
and
in your
every feminist is screaming at me, but we're talking about mating here. We're not talking about getting a job, okay? So what happens
Patty
is...
Patty Stanger just told women to just act like they're...
No,
they need
dumb
help.
It down a bit, but don't dumb it down where you're so stupid that you don't talk about anything, because your stuff you're going to want to talk about. But when it comes to him coming to you, he likes to rescue. Men like to rescue.
All right, they're sitting at a bar, they're reading a book that's
a neutral
title.
It's an icebreaker. Icebreaker's the book.
Yeah.
20 minutes in, he should order for you a drink and bought you some food.
You're reading a book. Okay, you're reading, listen, it's a whole lesson.
You want to do that with me?
Yeah, no, you're reading a book. Hey, what are you reading there?
50 Shades of Grey.
Wait a minute. That's not the book you want, though. Do you want that book?
You could say that.
You want that book?
Yeah.
Isn't that saying exactly what you want?
No, you can have a conversation about the Red Room.
Oh,
you haven't even read the book, so how do you know?
I 50 Shades of Grey. I heard that's Wow, you're reading that in the bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, because...
Can I get you a drink? Do they still say, can I get you a drink?
Yes. I'd love a Cosmo.
A Cosmo. All right, what do you think of this guy? Hold on a second. Is this a bad approach or a good approach? Okay. Hold on a second.
Let me look at you.
Ooh, the sexy approach.
Yeah.
You look gorgeous.
Who is that?
Beautiful. But there's something missing. Let's see. I wonder if there could be something else in another pocket.
So he pulls out his, puts his hand in his pocket. And he pulls
okay,
out
that's
a rose.
A little bit weird.
Pulls out a rose. See what I mean? I got to take a break. Patty Stanger, Million Dollar Matchmaker, WeTV Fridays, and Love Inc.
It's Johnny B.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
This is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Ready for the Math Made Easy Grade Improvement Challenge? Now that the kids are getting back to school, make sure your child gets a head start in the new school year with Math Made Easy. Turn frustration into achievement. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
All right. She's got to go. You're going to see her. Patty Stanger, star executive producer of WeTV's Million Dollar Matchmaker, the show co-executive producing the new show for WeTV, Love, Inc., PattyKnows.com. True or false, women should get a bank account just for dating.
Yes. True.
Why? So you can go out where the men are. Is that it?
No, I mean, you need to, like, vacation.
You got to go where the hot stuff is.
Yes, if you want to go where the men are, it costs money. It's not free. I mean, there's nothing in this world that's free. Yes, could you go to the gym or the dog park and, you know, hypothetically meet someone? But you got to be proactive about it, and that costs money.
What about guy profiles?
And by the way, it costs money to get out of the house. You know,
you just
shower, blank, and shave. You know what we do?
What?
We do their hair, our nails. We get waxing. We do everything. Spray tan. Buy a new dress. Buy a new pair of shoes. Buy some perfume.
You and me both, girl.
I mean, you think this is all the way we show up? Seriously.
Patty Stanger.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. At the Detroit Economic Club Monday, Donald Trump promised to jumpstart America to a new era of prosperity, revitalizing a stagnant U.S. economy by cutting taxes for workers and businesses.
These reforms will offer the biggest tax revolution since the Reagan tax reform, which unleashed years of continued economic growth and job creation.
He assailed Hillary Clinton as a candidate who would merely extend a Democratic period of old ideas and weaknesses. Meanwhile, in Florida, Clinton says the election really comes down to what kind of values we cherish.
I am proud to be on the side of those who want to build a positive, optimistic future, who want to get the economy working for everybody, not just those on the top.
Clinton will deliver her own economic speech at the same club on Thursday. Several dozen former